participate in a Donna Night Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Donna Night Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Donna Night.
Good afternoon. Your question, you're on with Professor Bever. Yes. Your question, please.
Yes, I have to say that living in New York for... Let me turn this down. Hold on a second. I'm sorry.
Okay, fine. It's 43 minutes after the hour. We have another 7 minutes and then we're out of here. Are you back?
Yes, I'm a lifelong New York City resident. As far as being poor or feeling poor, I have to say that one thing that has made me feel poorer, probably since about last year sometime, is the fact that something has been ripped away from New York City, which I think should be brought back immediately, and that, of course, is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, come on. Okay, thank you very much, Professor Andrew, and I'd like to thank you, including, by the way, our new callers. And that includes the Belcher. Very funny. Ha, 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 ha.
The Don and Mike Show.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the best of Don and Mike. I'm your host, Legendary Joe Orange, with you on this fine, fine Monday afternoon. As you know, last week, Rob lost his grandfather, and so today they're at the funeral. So it's with a heavy heart that I host today's show. But we've got some great best of for you, so let's get right on into it. It's always the best of when I'm involved. This comes from a Veterans Day, I believe. And we had some Purple Heart medals that Don wanted me to wear, and I don't think I put them on. Let's find out together. It's the best of Don and Mike on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I just want you guys to know that I will beat Joe's behind.
Why?
If I see him on the street with the Purple Heart.
Are you a veteran?
Yep.
Are you a Purple Heart recipient?
Yes, I am.
Well, now, do not be mad at Joe.
You have the right to do so.
Joe will not be wearing those on the street. If you want to be mad at anybody, be mad at me. I've just got Joe wearing them around here today because it's just funny that Joe's wearing something that means so much and he has done absolutely nothing.
But if he does get his ass kicked for wearing them, can he then wear them?
Ask this man.
Sir, would that be all right if you kicked his ass, then could he wear them?
No.
Nope. And, he would get his ass kicked for and still not be a combat veteran that has been wounded in action.
So not a win-win.
Not a win-win.
May I ask?
No, it's not a win-win. All it is a date with an ass whipping.
A date with an ass whipping.
I like that.
All right, well, listen, he won't be leaving the building wearing them. Are you cool with him wearing them around the show today?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. I have a question. Yes. Wait, after Joe's done wearing them, what is... I'm going to pose this question. Yeah. I remember when we got these, it was kind of a weird situation.
Yeah.
This guy, a son of a veteran that had been wounded in action, and his father gave them to him, and really just put them on the stoop and committed suicide, and he had them, and he had the memory of the suicide. He didn't want them, so he gave them to us. What is the protocol for something like that? What should we do with them? What's right?
Well, hopefully you would think that the family member would keep them, but...
He didn't want it because it was a horrible memory.
That's off the table.
You could
make lovely earrings.
You could send them back.
Send them back to who? To Uncle Sam?
Uncle Sam.
Just send them Uncle Sam, care of U.S. government.
They're in good hands here.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. It's Picture Joe walking into some bar.
How you doing? Oh, Rob. I completely forgot, Thump. Rob, don't even look at me.
Okay.
Because I know what you're thinking.
Yeah.
Okay.
I swear to God, you cannot put those on eBay.
Others have.
You've seen medals on eBay?
Yeah, they don't bring a lot, but, you know.
No. No. No.
Maybe it's a poor veteran who lost his. You'd be helping him out.
What is the McCarthy hearings when the guy says, "Have you no decency, sir?"
No, he doesn't. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
It would be a way to get rid of him.
Now you're as bad as he is now.
I'm not making any profit.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Not yet.
Does this guy know about Joe's army? Does he not know who he's messing with?
Joe's army?
He should be mad at the dirt, not Joe.
Ah, this is people that would be, I think, watching Joe's back.
Yeah. Okay, they're out for Joe. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi, turn your radio down, please.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Hey, I'm the guy that drove out there last summer and presented those medals to you.
Oh, you're the guy.
Hey, not yet. Yeah.
Okay, why did you give us those medals?
If I recall at the time, we were getting ready for the election, and you had done a bit about John Kerry passing out Purple Hearts.
Oh, that's right, because John Kerry just showing up, throwing Purple Hearts out to the crowd.
Exactly.
Exactly, and so that brought them to you, and you got all oogied out by them, and Beth Ann tried to give them back to me, and I wouldn't take them, and out of the building I ran.
All right, well, hold on. Rob is on the eBay right now.
As am I.
And let's see. Hold on. What do we got here, Robbie?
Here's a Vietnam medal that's got 13 bids. It's at $21.
Oh, these things are a steal.
Oh, those are World War II medals.
That's a lot of them, though. That's five medals.
Well, listen, boy.
We are not. Are there any Purple Hearts at all that you see? I'm seeing. Joe said there's a ton of them.
Oh, hold on. Joe's done some stuff on eBay as well.
There's plenty of them on there.
Hey, guys, can I mention one thing?
Sure.
The Puck Show on your locally KGEO. Just wanted to plug them because they're the guys that sent me out to you.
All right. Oh, yeah. In Bakersfield, California. You bet.
All right. Exactly.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
All right, guys. Bye-bye.
See, this one that Joe got on eBay, U.S. Army USMC Purple Heart Medal, $26.99. It looks just like the ones that we have.
Surprisingly affordable.
Yep. There's a lot of them.
Great. Okay. Well, don't sell them. Don't sell them.
Don't do that.
The guy on line one would like to dispute the guy you just talked to. His story.
Okay. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hey.
Yeah. Hey, I wish you would have kept him online, but... here on the local radio show, that Puck Show comes on right after you guys get off the air, and I remember hearing it about, it was about this time last year, and the guy, they were laughing it up, and they were having a good time about it, like it was some big joke or something, that he drove all the way out there, and those Purple Hearts, I mean, I'm sure they're probably all legit Purple Hearts, but
yeah.
I don't think his father really killed himself on his doorstep like he said he did.
So you dispute the guy.
Okay, so hold on.
The guy would call back.
Just to follow up on this, what you're saying is that on the show...
They were laughing and joking it up on the Puck Show a couple days later or something like that.
They were laughing about that he came out with the Purple Hearts?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know specific details, because it was last year.
Hold on, Mike. Before you lead, and I know where you want to lead him.
Right.
Can I just ask this maybe without leading? Why were they laughing?
From a guy, if I don't know, if my father killed himself
in front of the disc jockeys.
I wouldn't be laughing about giving away some Purple Hearts.
That's not the question.
No. When you said the disc jockeys were laughing, why were they laughing?
What was the joke?
Why?
Well, I don't know if it was much of a joke, but it was at the part they were laughing about the expression on Beth Ann's face when he gave him the Purple Hearts. He said something about, I have no use for them anymore. You keep them. And then they started busting a gut.
Was it a fabricated story?
That's what it sounds like to me. I mean, I don't know.
Did you listen or did you not listen to what they were saying?
Oh, I listened, but like I said, it happened last year. I don't know the whole
thing. No. You know what? This is crap.
Okay,
we're going to stop this. We're just going to stop this.
I'm going to give the show in Bakersfield that follows us the benefit of the doubt.
Oh, absolutely. Sure.
Because I imagine a couple days later, maybe the guy calls into their show, and they just laugh at him, and they
say... laughing about him coming across the country.
What a dumbass you are for getting in your car, driving 3,000 miles, and embarrassing those guys by giving him those medals and telling them that your dad offed himself.
Did you think I was going to lead the charge? Thinking that we were like being scammed or something like that. No, but the one thing that guy said that held a little bit of interest to me is that is kind of an interesting story that he would have actually taken his own life on the doorstep and left the medals there. I certainly at the time believed it, but further scrutiny, everything can be cleared up.
If the guy would call back, I could think of no better way to start this Veterans Day show.
Yes, it would be a tribute.
Than to really put him on the stand and ask him all the questions about what happened with dear old
He didn't
dad.
Seem, if my memory serves me correctly, he did not seem particularly distressed by the recent goings on.
No. Can I take this brief moment to announce the return of the Don and Mike Gutterballs?
Hallelujah.
That in fact we will be playing our own brand of professional bowling.
Show bowling.
That's show bowling. Thank you, Mike.
Enjoy our fabulous show bowling.
We will start bowling at 8:30 p.m. We'll be there plenty early, juicing up. Those of us who are juicing.
Yes, right. I will not be juicing. I will be drinking a diet beverage.
No, and by that, I meant taking steroids.
Oh, that's yeah.
Right. Those of us, and Mike, you're still on the roids, right?
I'm taking the cream and the clear.
Yeah, and Buzz, I will need the ass shot from you.
I'm soaking in it, yes.
And remember, if anybody asks, you say it's B12.
B12. That's right. That's what Raffy said.
Good.
Let me see. Is this the guy? Is this the guy? Hello. Is this the guy who gave us the medals?
No. I listen to the Puck Show, though, and I listen, obviously, to you guys. The guy that gave you the medals, his dad, killing stuff.
What? Your phone dropped out. What?
The guy that gave us the medals.
His dad did kill himself on his doorstep.
What do you? Can you shed any light as to what everybody was laughing about?
Mike, hold on a second. Let me cut through because...
The guy?
The DJ. Puck,
oh,
the DJ.
Oh, Puck's
is on
here. All right.
Hey, what's happening, dude?
He did kill himself. His father went up to his doorstep, knocked on the front door, and then took a shotgun and blew his brains out.
My, wow.
Absolutely. And the thing that we are laughing about, and I don't know what that chucklehead was calling about, but the thing we're laughing about is because Hop, our good friend, the guy that gave you the medals, also has flesh-eating, he had flesh-eating bacteria of his ball sack.
Okay.
No, we're not making this up. He literally got the flesh-eating bacteria.
On his nuts.
Wow. Had to have the skin removed.
Wow.
And replaced with a skin graft from the inside of his thigh.
Now, how come we don't get that? All we get is my dad killed himself on the doorstep, and here's my Purple Hearts.
Maybe we should have kept the guy in the studio. We were a little curt with him.
Well, the funny thing is that that day that we were laughing, we actually got the chance to, I mean, as gay as it sounds, we actually...
Guy should get the Purple Heart just for that.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Puck. Thanks for calling in. Now we've got the guy with the messed up sack.
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, so
you got the flesh-eating virus, huh?
Yeah, you
came to it. Listen, no offense. That guy, Puck, seems like a decent guy, and I'm glad that, his show is on after ours, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But really, you drive 3,000 miles. What? You can't share with us the fact that you've got a flesh-eating bacteria on your nuts? You got
to tell you that day.
We would have certainly, did we hustle you in and out of the studio a little too quickly?
Yeah, I think it was a little too quick because you were also scheduled to give Tom Gavin a massage, and Don offered me up instead of Tom Gavin, and you said, no way, flesh-eating virus.
Oh, so you did mention the flesh-eating virus.
I thought he did.
You were we all were scared of this guy.
Yeah.
Remember, we kept him in the lobby a long time.
Shocked
before
by the metals.
Let him come back.
Yeah.
I bought Rob the aluminum bottles of beer and all that stuff.
You were kind of creepy, but you really do. Has this flesh-eating virus been, have you gotten it under control?
Oh, it's wiped out, yeah. That happened in 2002.
Who'd you get it from?
I don't know. It started as a boil is what it started out as.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
But when you came in here, you did mention that you had a flesh-eating bacteria on your nuts, and I guess that we were just flipped out that you just told us that your dad had offed himself and left you the medals. The next time you drive 3,000 miles to be on the show, reverse the order. Then we can talk about your dad.
Why did your dad, you believe, obviously there are a million reasons, depression, obvious reasons, but I mean, why did your dad do that in that location? Why did he do it so...
You got me. He could have done that any number of places. I guess he just wanted to be found, and found he was. I mean, we were sitting here watching a Baltimore Orioles baseball game, and then all of a sudden, pow, and we opened the front door, and there he was.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. Now, did you see this coming at all? Did he have a history of, traumatic syndrome
from
the war?
Yeah, he was a bit unstable, but we were getting ready, and he was getting ready to have power turn. He turned over to me, and... He was kind of depressed because he thought his eyesight was going and he was going to lose his driver's license.
Now, how...
He was old.
While all of this was happening, a precursor to this, when you were watching the Orioles game, before this awful event happened, did you have the bacteria on your nuts then?
No, that was back in 2002 when my dad killed himself last year, June or May of last year.
Can you hold on a moment because... God, people love this topic.
Oh, sure.
Hold on, here's a guy who says that guy's
so many layers.
A liar. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you guys doing?
We're doing very well, thank you.
My name's Larry. I'm from SAC, and I saw Mike drinking Irish whiskey. I bought him a shot.
Hold on.
Yeah,
Are you talking about... You're not talking about the guy on the telephone. You're talking about Mike O'Mara?
Mike, yes. I was at O'Mara's, and
yes,
this guy was downing a bottle of Irish whiskey.
When?
He did not quit drinking.
When?
Yesterday.
Yes, you're absolutely right, sir. What time yesterday?
Yesterday at 3 o'clock.
Absolutely.
Early.
That's right. That's
3 o'clock.
He wasn't here. That's right.
Yep. I have no alibi.
Mike, I'm sorry.
I'm busted.
It said this guy is a liar, and I thought it was about the guy on the phone.
No, not at all. Yeah. But interesting, nevertheless.
No, I'll tell you.
I had 3 o'clock.
Three o'clock. Right. It was
where you were.
Right during the show. You were there drinking a bottle of whiskey.
Ah, yes, as I always do the day before Veterans Day.
Mike and I discussed this before the show. I asked him, here's the deal with Mike. No booze, 12 days now.
Right.
However,
is this day 12 or 13?
Day 12. We're counting. Day 12, no booze, more food, though.
Yeah.
More food.
Yeah.
Oh, now.
No, she knows. She knows. She said, how was the Hershey bar? Carla said that to me when I came home.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm being honest. She knows I'm eating badly.
I only mentioned it.
Carla listens at this hour.
You did it so funny when you came in the office today.
Carla, if you're
listening. I'm not trying to out you with your gal.
Let me do it now that it's out there. Okay. Carla ate a big lunch today. I had a crab cake, a steak salad, and a piece of cheesecake. And I'm sorry. Because she has been very helpful to me with this Weight Watchers thing. And since I've been on the wagon, the food has kind of crept into the booze thing. So that's why I think
especially
that,
sugar.
Hey, you know, you can rationalize anything, but that's why I'm eating. And I'm out now. When I get home, it's going to be how was the cheesecake? That's and it's fine. It's not but I think underneath the surface, she's probably pissed off at me.
It's understandable because now you don't have to fight the nausea with the hangover every day, and it's going to leave you hungrier. I've been through it.
Don't worry about it, Mike, because you're going to win her over this weekend in Atlantic City, baby.
That's right, baby. Yeah. I think I might have said that I'm not going back there either. And I've succumbed to that. Hey, look,
you're human.
You got to do what you got to do.
That's right.
That's going to be a test for you. That's a real test. Going to AC, especially if you get on a losing streak and it gets to be late and you're sitting there like one of those blue hairs at the Wheel of Fortune machine.
Yep.
Yeah.
I got to figure out a substitute beverage. Because Diet Cokes aren't going to do it.
Have y'all thought about Old Duel? Maybe. Or maybe a ginger ale.
I don't like the taste of ginger.
Fuck the lady tonight.
No, but and soda water is like
you
go to the bathroom too much. Yeah.
Don't you like the taste of ginger Lynn?
Ginger Lynn. I prefer Amber Lynn.
Hello. Oh, the guy's still there.
I'm here.
Oh, flesh eating guy's here?
Yeah, flesh eating guy's back on the phone.
What should we do with these medals? Veterans are upset that we have them.
Yeah, really.
You've left us with these medals.
Serious question, sir.
Hey, if any veterans are out there offended by it, just eat one and just, keep the medals, guys.
Now, see, that's not nice.
That doesn't help us.
That's not right.
Yeah. I don't want to get too heavy on you, but I mean, did you feel that way about your old man?
Hold on a second.
It was just a bit for the radio show. That's all. I wanted to see if I could get in the studio, and I did.
Hi, Beth Ann.
Hey, I just want, the people who are offended to know that, I put them in a place of honor. I always like dust them. If it's I even like talking.
Yeah. Put them in a place of honor. You put them in a safe place. Nice, warm place.
Yeah, I remembered who wore them and that he served our country. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
And I wanted, him to know.
Did you polish them?
Huh?
Did you polish them? Did you rub them
vigorously?
A little, yeah. But with reverence.
With reverence.
Yes.
Yes, it's petting to a point.
All right, don't point.
Thank you, B.S.
I think the deal with this guy that's on the phone with, you were mad at your father, right?
Well, understandably, I would say.
Of course, I do understand.
All right, dude. Well, listen, we'll figure out what to do with him.
I put them in good hands as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, right. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank God he doesn't have children.
See ya. Exactly.
See you later. Yeah, right.
Good luck with the flesh-eating virus on your sack.
Hello there.
Oh, he's all better now.
You know what? Look at that.
With the skin graft.
This same thing as yesterday. I push on the thing. Look at that. It's not doing.
Sometimes if you do this.
Push on that.
And then do that.
That and that. And then there you go. Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Mike.
This is Carla. Carla.
It's Carla calling
oh,
Mike.
Oh, shit.
I heard what you had had for lunch, son. You are too big bone. You know I'm going to cut you off. And I've been measuring the peanut butter, and it is 2 tablespoons lower than it was last night.
When did you develop the southern accent?
What a masterful impression that was.
That was really incredible.
The lovely
Uncanny,
Carla.
Really. Absolutely phenomenal. She took me by surprise.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Yeah, suggestion for substitute alcohol drink, get those Thomas Kemper soda pops, Mike. They're almost as expensive, and they taste really good.
Thomas Kemper soda?
All right,
where do you get that? What the hell's that? But you know what this weekend, Don? You know who's going to be the lucky guy in the casino?
Who's that?
Mike's going to be the lucky guy in the casino.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I'm feeling it. I think it's going to be a good one. I don't think I'm going to come back with my hat in my hand again. I don't think I'm going to have to borrow cab fare. I think it's going to be a winning Saturday. I think Atlantic City is never going to see a bigger winner than me.
I think you're going to lose. And I think you're going to fight your demons. And I think...
You think I'm going to fall off this weekend?
No, I'm rooting for you against the demons.
Yeah.
Now, you against the house, not a chance. You against the demons, demons being blues,
yeah,
you win.
All right.
You're a winner.
The only way that I would fall off is if I had some sort of overwhelming victory of some kind.
No.
Wow.
No, 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 no.
What?
No. No, no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no. And then champagne for all.
Listen,
champagne.
Listen, Cristal. Listen, Jay-Z. Mister, I gotta brush my teeth with Cristal. No, no,
right.
No, no. If it's great, that's not a reason. If you lose everything, that's not a reason.
Yeah, you're right. I'm gonna wait.
Just go up there. Have a good time.
No, wait. Sell apple juice.
Yeah.
Toast it. Put it in a champagne glass so I can have my picture taken with that big check that they'll put on the wall of the hotel. There I am again. The only big check is like what I've spent in the last 2 years.
You're amazing. Yeah, this is why you're amazing. You want to be committed to your diet.
Right.
You want to stop smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to stop drinking.
Yeah.
So, where are you going this weekend? Atlantic City.
Perfect. Yeah. What could go wrong?
The Golden Boy.
Yeah, you're right. I like challenges. Yeah. Truly do.
So do I. That's why I'm here every day. I mean, no offense to you guys. You know what I mean.
None taken.
It looks good on you.
It looks good on you, though.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Mike. Mike, your problem is that most bars don't carry diet ginger ale tap. Does Hank's Look Around of Manassas carry a
Hank's
diet
Look Around
ginger
Cafe?
Oh, look at everybody.
Diet ginger, I don't believe so. No.
Trying to give you a plug. And, don't forget, tonight at Mike's, it's.
If you're going to say a bad one, you ought to say at least the real name of the place.
Okay.
But come on, you know, you can't have it all. You know what I mean?
Okay. Tonight at O'Mara's.
Okay. Here it comes.
It's Crack Mama.
Oh, good.
About time.
Half off. Only if you're crack baby mama.
Yeah, well, the crack mamas do enjoy the Irish cream.
Oh
nice ladies,
too. So good.
So sweet. Just like a little milkshake.
And, Mike, don't cheap them out now. Give them don't do the optical illusion that you restaurateurs do,
right,
where you have the glass that looks like it's tiny, tiny, or you can have the big, big, tall glass when really there's more fluid in the small one. Right. Just give them the standard 6 ounces.
Yeah, they're crack mamas. They're not going to know the difference.
True. There you go.
Yeah. That one hurt a little bit.
Oh, what do you care? You're going to be in Atlantic City.
Hopefully. Hopefully.
No, you'll be there.
Well, I mean, I told you. I mean, it depends.
I know. You just, you're waiting to hear back from...
From the new hotel that I'm trying.
No.
See how much they want me. See how much they want my business.
Mr. High Roller.
See how
much... What's sad is you are enough of a high roller that you can call up there and... I don't mean...
Not really.
That's not sad.
Not at the other place.
That's good.
Not at the other place.
That's good that you can't...
The other place, they just didn't think so.
You just didn't lose enough there.
You know, that's probably true.
That's why.
Sure.
They're all about not. I found out, I thought like if you went and you lost a lot one time,
mm-hmm.
that would be good for at least a year.
No.
No. They'd like you to do that every month.
Right.
That's what the other place told me.
Okay. Well,
so I told them to go to hell.
Go to the place where you can lose, you know, for what most people would be 2 to 3 months' salary and. And feel good that you get a complimentary room out of it.
You know, you don't have any faith. I think it's gonna be win-win.
That's right.
It's gonna be win-win-win.
Everybody.
I'm gonna be paying the government a lot of taxes this weekend.
I don't think so. Not unless you get another speeding ticket. And for God's
God.
Sake. And for God's
sake. You know what? You really do pay attention, don't you?
For God's sakes, you know.
Yeah, I know I am.
Keep it on the cruise control,
I am.
Especially on the turnpike.
I swear to God I am. That's why I'm leaving early in the morning if I go. Because I'm gonna take my time up there, and I'm gonna try to go early when there's not a lot of traffic.
Why'd you just let Chickie Poo drive? You lay back. I mean, you know, I'm type A.
She doesn't mind doing that. So
I used to do that with Frida a lot of times. If I would be in a rush to get somewhere,
mm-hmm.
I swear, and it would drive me nuts because I hated driving with her because she would she drove like Rob, like an old lady. But a lot of times they said, you know,
right.
God,
that's a good strategy.
There's 8,000 speed traps here. Okay, you drive. You know,
yeah.
And besides, that way, if you ever
I am going to take your advice on that one. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
If you ever get pulled over, you know, like in the case of Frida and Carla, yeah, you got a hot chick behind the wheel, and you know, they can get out of it easier than
I'm going to do that.
Than you can there,
because you know, it's the excitement, you know, of wanting to get there.
Yeah. Of course.
And I've had some of my best traffic stops on that little road right outside Atlantic City. Man, those New Jersey state troopers,
they're
scary.
That's the loser mile.
No slack. You want to really take a look at the New Jersey state trooper outfits and then go back to, you know, his era, the 1940s.
Wow.
Because they're very similar.
Very reminiscent of the state of Rhode Island as well.
Yeah.
Has that.
It's like those little hats that are kind of like curled up.
Mm. And it's the goose stepper look because they've also got the belt that goes like up over their shoulder.
And they've got the knee-high boots.
Yeah.
The leather boots.
Stay inside the car, sir.
Otherwise known as jack boots.
Hello, right. Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, Mike, I just wanted to ask you, when is needle exchange night?
When is what?
When is what?
Needle exchange night.
Needle exchange night.
Needle.
Right. Needle exchange night. I think that's after the first of the year. But thank you. Thank you.
That's a great public service, and we thank you for that.
I thank you.
Now, you know, I certainly have kidded you here.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you that today I did get a possible glimpse into my own future.
Okay.
When I was in Safeway. It's about 10 o'clock this morning. I'm buying the last minute errands that the gypsies need. You know, they come once a week to clean the house.
Right.
Yeah, I've got the list of stuff. And I swear to Christ, I'm in Safeway, the regular Safeway. There is a guy. Now, to say that he was cool like the Big Lebowski would not be true.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a grown man who looked nothing like Jeff Daniels,
mm-hmm.
who was wearing
Bridges.
Jeff Bridges. Right. Thank you. He was wearing a had to be woman's house coat.
Seriously?
Now listen, I'm telling you, I felt, just bear with me for a second,
right.
And I felt that the longer I go, and the longer that, I also realized today, this gas thing has not affected me at all. You know why? The price of gas? Because I don't do anything, and I don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, I go to the store, I go to work, I go home. That's all I do. I do nothing. I don't go anywhere. I don't talk to nobody. I don't do nothing. It's just where I'm at right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm in the store and I'm looking for the stuff, the cleaning crap I'm supposed to get because for whatever reason, what's her name? Maria Muldaur. She doesn't like the fact that I buy fantastic orange.
Nah.
She likes the clear fantastic.
Regular.
That's her name. That's my cleaning lady's name.
Lovely.
You may remember her from Midnight at the Oasis.
Yeah. Send your camel to bed.
Yeah, right. So I'm really studying in the aisle, trying to make sure I get the right products. And I see the guy. Now, he has on a woman's house coat.
Mm-hmm.
He has on slippers.
Wow.
He has about a 3-day growth of beard.
Mm-hmm.
And what he is doing is he has a cart. There's nothing in the cart. As he's walking up and down the aisles, now I am in the aisle where on one side it has cleaning products, and on the other side it's got a combination of pet stuff and health food.
Okay.
The health food is like down in the right-hand corner.
Yeah, in the place of honor near the pet food.
Yeah, well, I think it goes like health food, and that leads into like health and beauty aids, and then you've got just a very small area where it's pet toys and stuff.
Okay. Right. Okay.
And that's across the aisle from the cleaning products. My point is this. I'm standing there looking at this, and I see the guy, and what he's doing is, they were like power bars or whatever.
Right.
He would pick up a box of them, open it up, take a bite, go... and then put it back.
Oh, my God.
Now,
so this he ain't right.
Now, I followed the guy around the store.
Oh, good.
Okay? The guy stopped in every aisle. To me, the grossest moment was when... I don't even go down the bread aisle, but I'm following him.
Yes.
Because he gets down the bread aisle. And, of course, what's he go for? Good old Wonder Bread.
Yeah.
And here's what he did. Again, now, he's a guy pushing a cart. I swear to Christ, 10 o'clock this morning, Northern Virginia, pretty nice suburb that I live in. The guy's got on a house coat.
It was 10 o'clock?
Slippers, yes, 10 o'clock this morning.
Jesus.
What he does is...
So you were you weren't the only guy in the store then?
No, and there were other people. Mm-hmm. I said something to one of the guys in the store that I know, one of the guys that works in the store. I said, you see that guy? And they said, yeah...
So you instantaneously know that they're not going to do anything about it.
He's been there before. Well, here's what he does that really grosses me out.
Okay.
He's in the bread aisle, and he goes for the Wonder Bread, and he opens up the package, and he starts almost like he's dealing cards. He's going like this, and now there's one piece of bread on the floor, two pieces of bread, three piece, four piece, five piece. Stops for a moment. Now the bread is on the floor.
Right.
Reaches down, picks a piece up off the floor, goes,
and eats it?
No, hold on a second. Like, eats half the piece of bread that was on the floor, and then goes, like he's got to spit it out somewhere.
Uh-huh.
So he goes into his hand. He goes like this. He goes, and there's like half a chunk of eaten Wonder Bread, and then he makes this move. I swear on Frida's grave, he does this. He's wearing a robe. He's got the gunk in his hand. He takes his right hand and he wipes it on his right buttock.
Uh-huh.
Now, not on his buttock per se, because he is wearing a robe.
So he wipes it on the terry cloth.
And then as his cart moves past, I notice again the crazy man in the bathrobe walking through the grocery store, eating stuff, leaving stuff in its wake, and he has, it looks like the Pillsbury Doughboy has exploded on his ass.
Right.
Because he just has
a
big spot of goo.
Nothing gummier than fresh Wonder Bread.
Right. No, and I'm standing there, and I'm looking at this guy.
Did you make any eye contact with him?
No. He scared me big.
Who is the celebrity he most resembled?
I would love to tell you something exotic like Jim Ignatowski or
right.
The Big
Was
Lebowski.
It Ken Stevens?
Actually, the celebrity he most resembled is a much dirtier, although it's hard to say dirtier, is the actor's name Oliver... Oliver Platt.
Yeah, the guy that was on Huff, he's great.
Yeah, he was on The West Wing.
Right, that's a great visual. Though.
Yeah, the
visual I can see the 3-day growth of beard.
So. I'm not sure it wasn't Oliver Platt.
So he's got like that, maybe he's Hispanic, I don't know what his look is about him. He's got an exotic look.
Uh-huh.
He does have the mustache,
right,
like Oliver Platt does.
Mm-hmm.
The hair is a bit longer.
Uh-huh.
But seriously, and the guy appears to be about my age, like, you know, mid to late 40s.
So the manager that you talk to, or the guy that you talk to, is just this guy's
to,
kind of his behavior is accepted?
I talked to the guy, not the man, God, I don't know this guy's name, the big black guy that I always say, I'm sorry,
BBG.
I'm sorry, Rob looks at me like, hey, way to go. No, he's gigantic, he's a mountain of a man, he's like 6'8", the guy is freaking huge.
Right.
So, I've not said anything to anybody in the store, but I'm wheeling my car by it, I go, hey, I was just watching this guy here, and he said, yeah, he comes in about once a month. I said, you know, I've seen him, like, eat stuff and put it back. He said, Yeah, yeah, we'll call his family and they'll come pay for him. It's okay. And then here's what the guy said to me, and he meant it as a joke. He's a good guy.
They call the family?
Yes.
Yeah, that doesn't seem to be the best solution.
It's pretty regular, though. I mean, they've obviously got a system.
Right. He said to me, now this guy, the big black guy, who's a friend of mine.
Right.
Sadly,
right.
I don't know the big black guy's name. And stop it, Rob. I am friends with him. He said to me, don't worry. We'll treat you the same way when you start coming in the store in your robe.
Ouch.
When you start eating stuff off the shelf.
Very nice.
And I just had that very brief about Schmidt moment.
What kind of pants was the guy wearing? Was he wearing sweatpants or did he look like he was maybe wearing pajama bottom?
No, they were, as a matter of fact, I don't know how to describe the fabric. Maybe like when I say lamé, that's not right.
Okay, so he's wearing kind of almost
silk. Like a rayon, maybe?
Satin silk, something like that.
They were gold.
But they were like pajama-like.
Yes, they were gold pajama pants.
Kind of shiny.
Pants. Gold pajama pants. He had on what appeared to be like hush puppy slippers.
Sure.
And a pink, no doubt about it, ladies' house coat.
I don't care about the theft, but I'm concerned about the hygiene. I don't want him putting bread back on the shelf that he's had in his hands and on the floor.
I got the feeling that they were walking around behind him,
cleaning up after him,
and they were watching him. And you know, it
makes you think like when you're doing that shopping though, where hands have been.
I worked for 3 or 4 years for the great Safeway Corporation.
Right.
And the handbook for the employee is really sort of understated, but you're never supposed to mess with the customer.
Right.
If they're not stealing and they're not causing trouble, you just sort of let them go on their way.
Uh-huh.
And one rash of things we had, I worked in a Safeway.
But if you take a bite of a power bar and you just put it back, you've stolen.
Yeah, but apparently they know that the family's going to make good, so they're not going to cause a scene or cause any trouble.
So they let the guy come in and get out?
Apparently so.
Pretty good show, though. It sounded like you were getting quite a floor show.
Yeah, it was a lot more than I had bargained for.
And now the store is expecting this behavior from you.
Yeah.
Was anybody else following the guy around just to watch him?
There were two other people in the store who were not following him like I was. I was following like maybe a 3-car lengths. But there were other people that would do the thing where they'd get to the end of the aisle and they would pretend like they were looking at something, and really they would be peeking around to see what the crazy guy in the house coat was doing.
Do you think if somebody had walked up and like grabbed him by the elbow and said, "Sir, you can't do that," that he would have reacted like Raymond?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
It's like Raymond.
Who knows? All I know is that, seriously, even if it kills me, I got to get out of the house.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really the one truism that I came away with.
Don't wear a robe.
That I got to get out of my freaking house. It's been 4 months now since Frida died. I don't go anywhere. I don't do anything. God, and we're about to get into like winter and all that crap.
That's when people, you know, you've got a little, like a jump on cabin fever.
Right, yeah.
When I checked at the Safeway in Richmond, we were awash with homeless people that would come in really just to get warm sometimes.
Right.
Great neighborhood. And we had a rash not a literal rash, but a rash of behavior where they would go in and hit the deodorant aisle. And they would open up a deodorant, help themselves, and then put it back. Roll on, or the stick. But here's what's great. It was like about 94 when the Old Spice company started putting a plastic dome on top of the product.
Right.
So they would come, take the deodorant off the shelf, rub it under their arm, but it was just the plastic. Then someone would buy the deodorant and get it home, and then they'd open it, and it would reek of homeless. We honored every refund.
Sure.
Two or three a week. It happened a lot.
You know what I think I'll do? I think that I'll go back to the Safeway. I can tie this all up. I'm going to take those purple hearts to Safeway tonight.
There you go.
And I'm going to tell...
With a robe?
And I'm going to tell my big black friend that works there, the next time you see the crazy guy, give them to him.
Give him the purple hearts.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
That'll just add it. No, yes, that does tie it up in a nice little bow.
And if he wears it on his robe, people will say, that's sad.
Sure.
Yeah.
Cut him a free slack, but then he could eat the whole power bar.
I promise you that would not be me. Hello. Where's your sister at?
Oh, she's right here.
Would you put her on, please?
Sure.
You know what else was bad is when homeless people would pay for food with food stamps that they kept in their shoe?
Oh.
That would really absorb the smell of foot.
God. Oh. Hello, is this Molly McBride?
Yeah.
Molly.
Yeah.
Listen.
The unsinkable Molly McBride.
Now, didn't I just say moments ago, I threw a big, big-ass compliment your way. Producer of the week.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have to take them to Safeway, do I?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I'm going to say this as nice as possible. Where are my freaking Sharpies?
That's the psychological thing for you. I mean, that's superstition.
right.
You got to have those Sharpies. Good luck.
I'll be there in a second.
No, not
in a
second. Now!
I know. Come
now, now. Hang up now. Now, now.
Sharpies,
now.
Very important. Now. Yeah. In a rainbow of colors.
Must have Sharpies.
Your entire cash drawer would smell like foot all day.
Wow. With the food stamps?
Oh, horrible. They keep them in their shoe. Summertime.
Hey, Don, that's your rainbow coalition.
Summertime.
Here they come, the Sharpies.
Thank you.
Ooh. Sharpies.
Sharpies.
Thank you, Ms. Hathaway. Thanks so much for bringing those into the studio promptly.
Beth Ann Hathaway.
Let me make sure. Okay. Put them in the right order.
How are the points?
I'll let you know.
Points don't matter to you, do they?
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Yes,
they do. Sorry, didn't know it.
Yes, they do.
Did I show you?
Hold on. Oh, no, yeah, you saw this already.
Is this the keychain?
F you.
This is the keychain that your friend gave you?
Yeah.
Your friend.
Now, you must understand this about me. Besides the fact that I literally am going crazy, I have always had an obsession with Sharpies.
I know.
I write checks with Sharpies. I write letters with Sharpies. Mm-hmm. I love Sharpies. Mm-hmm. I'm naked without Sharpies. Right. Rob, when
checks are the best part.
Rob went to, well, you know, it used to bug the hell out of Frida. Mm-hmm. And I actually had someone at a bank one time say, you got to use a pen.
Yeah. Right.
And I said, okay, and I got out a fine tip Sharpie, uh-huh. And they still said, it's got to be a pen.
It's got to be a pen.
Screw that. You know, look at what my best buddy got me. Buzz?
Oh, look at that. It's the world's smallest Sharpie.
No, you know what it is? Not only besides, is it a teeny,
yeah,
tiny, like midget-sized Sharpie?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Very small.
It's a keychain.
Wow. So you can have it at all times.
That is nice.
How great is
you
that?
You could clip that on your jacket zipper.
Yeah, you could if you're a faggot. Or you could be like me. You could just carry it around with you for those emergencies.
I thought you'd maybe attach it to a set of keys.
It's too valuable right now, Mike, because it's one of a kind. I've got to wait till I can get to Office Depot this weekend.
Rob
tells me that they have them in how many colors?
Every color.
Every color of the rainbow.
Nice. I got the oddest color I could find, the turquoise.
I love it.
I'm not sure.
What?
I'm just not sure.
What?
No, be sure.
I'm not sure of what to think right now.
Why?
Which is stranger? His love of that tiny little product or you seeing it in the store?
If I had seen a small bottle of Jameson's, I would have bought it from you.
There we go.
I found a little...
I can't put that on a key ring.
You could.
We got to break. We'll be right back.
All right.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
I want to do something meaningful with my life, Maury. I have deeper thoughts on my mind. The other day, I was thinking about volunteering to help teach underprivileged children to learn how to read. And just thinking about it was the most rewarding experience I've ever had.
Derek, I don't think you're cut out for that kind of thing.
I mean, maybe I could even have my own institute. We could call it the Derek Zoolander Center for Kids Who Can't Read. Good.
The Don and Mike Show. They don't like to brag, but they invented inventing.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. Don and Mike, the whole crew returning tomorrow on Tuesday. I'm your host, Legendary Joe Arnger, with you on this fine, fine Monday afternoon. Let's get right back into it. Penn Jillette, you hear him on the free FM stations around the country. And when he got that gig, he came on the Don and Mike Show to talk about it. Best of Don and Mike.
Joining us, maybe from Vegas. I'm not sure where. Here's the great Penn Jillette. Hey, Penn.
How you doing?
Hey, we are doing fantastic.
This is a remake of The Tingler, isn't it?
The Tingler.
I scream for your lives.
I love that.
Let's welcome the newest member of the Infinity Broadcasting team.
Oh, man. Now, Penn.
This is a free FM nightmare. This is a heartbreaker because the three of us can no longer have sex because we're part of the same family.
That's so wrong,
isn't it?
Oh, it's terrible.
Here's what we do. We move to Kentucky and we all broadcast from there.
I like that idea.
Now, continue our relationships as they were.
Whenever this thing begins in January, whenever it is, you've got maybe the cheeriest gig of all. It's a one-hour show. That'll be on our Vegas station here in D.C., on our station here, in our station in Baltimore, our station in Chicago. And what's the format of your show going to be?
Whatever the hell Penn wants to do.
All right, good. That's the right attitude.
That's what I'll be doing. No, I did five shows just in Chicago as kind of a pilot, and I just tried to do what I thought would be cool, and they bought it.
Well, you know, I will ask you one specific question about your show that's coming up. Will you be interacting with the audience like so many of us do?
I'm going to do a lot of phone calls and emails and stuff.
Good. Okay, good to hear that.
I'll also have friends on, you know, ranging from Gilbert Gottfried to, you know, Richard Dawkins, kind of do the whole realm of possibilities.
All right, well, Penn, we won't talk about the radio thing again until it happens. We are fascinated, though, with the show that's on Sunday night.
Yeah, we're doing a show underwater. It was probably the stupidest idea Penn and Teller ever had, and we've had a lot of them, you know. But we got this idea 15 years ago. We pitched to NBC to do a show underwater, and at that time, making it even marginally safe was cost prohibitive. NBC loved it, and we kept pitching it to them like every 3 or 4 years, and they finally bought it 2 years ago, and we still couldn't do it, and then we finally just did it. We went down to the Bahamas. We did one of these big, flashy, underwater submarine vanishes. We saw a woman in half underwater. We were in scuba gear. We had safety divers, you know, 6 diving cameras. It was insane. And then the only thing that stops it from being the standard cheesy magic show is that we give everything away during the
Yeah,
play.
Now.
This That's is what, the best.
This is what's so great. That and now it's a 2-hour show on Sunday, right?
I believe that you will see magic as good as you've ever seen on TV. And during the credits, if you want to keep it the same kind of cheesy magic show everyone else does, if you want to keep it that way, just close your eyes during the credits. You don't know anybody who worked in the show anyway.
Right.
You don't need to see the credits. But if you want to see how it's done, we'll show you.
Now, underwater, the whole thing with underwater, is this something where, you know, you've scuba dived before? Is it something for Houdini? I mean, where's the tie-in with the desire to do a show underwater? It's an interesting desire.
Scuba divers. Houdini did a lot of stuff in the water. And the real reason, to be uncharacteristically honest here, is that Keller and I grew up loving magic, and then by the time we were professionals, we hated it. Because all the stuff was tired to us and old, and we can do the stuff we've always secretly wanted to do, like saw a woman in half and vanish 800 tons of steel, and things like that that are just not in our style, but if you do them underwater and make them close to impossible, it becomes a whole different thing. So we love that. I mean, the sawing in woman in half thing, we rehearsed on the bottom of the ocean for 6 hours, and it never worked once until the cameras were rolling and the audience was there, the scuba divers watching.
You have an audience of scuba divers?
Yeah, for the submarine vanish, we have, I don't know, almost 100 scuba divers holding hands and scuba equipment around the submarine that we vanish. It's pretty cool.
Wow.
I'm laughing at the setup.
I mean, we've never been this much by the absolute skin of our, teeth, I guess is the word. We just barely stuff, you know, usually stuff works like, you know, half the time in rehearsal, and then we go into the show. Once we successfully vanished the submarine. Once we successfully sawed a woman in half. And the bad thing about sawing the woman in half is that we were so jacked up that it was actually working and things weren't falling over and the saw wasn't broken and all the other stuff that had happened and we weren't drowning. We were so excited that when I came around the final time, I knocked the regulator out of the woman's mouth. Now, she's tied in place about 40 feet down, and I knocked the regulator out of her mouth. And you get to see on camera how cheap life is to me, because I'm so excited that I finished the bit successfully, that I'm taking these huge, you know, devil horns in the air, big bows jumping around, and I never once glanced down to her face to see that she's not breathing.
Oh, my
God. At the end of my celebration, you see all these safety divers with stopwatches rushing in and sticking air in her mouth, and I look over at them, and you can see clearly on my face that I'm just a little pissed because they're coming in the middle of my celebration.
Now, are you mic'd in the scuba mask? Are you mic'd?
I do voiceover for some of the scuba stuff, and then some of the stuff we're wearing, like those Captain Nemo robot death helmets that I can talk in. Yeah.
Without giving away how you do the trick, which is why we'll watch, doing magic underwater, it's got to be like doing magic in space, right? It was one of the big things that would screw up. If you're sawing the lady in half, that she might start to float away, or that
everything moves different, which means you have to tie things down, which means everything gets a little more dangerous, which is why we love things to look dangerous and look amazing, but we don't ever want to really hurt somebody. So the whole time you're watching, and this might be fun to keep in mind, everything you see where we're kind of desolate and on the ocean bottom doing things, there are five safety divers right out of frame with everything possible to save our lives.
You know, when I think about, like, being weightless, I don't know about you, but my frame of reference is always the Don Knotts movie, The Reluctant Astronaut.
What about The Incredible Mr. Olympic?
Yeah, when he's underwater.
Yeah, very true.
Here's a little thought for you to keep in mind. What are the differences? And I believe they're very few. But once you get this in your head, it's like a virus. You'll never get it out.
All right.
Try to enumerate the differences between Don Knotts and Mick Jagger.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Picture Don Knotts at, you know,
50
years old, hand on his hip, big scarf, you know, shaking his hips and wiggling, and you've got Mick Jagger. I think the difference may be drug use and an English accent. I think that may be the entire thing.
What about when Buzz was telling us about, again, totally just stream of consciousness, because I want to get as much of this in with you as I can. Buzz told us that he was reading an interview with Teller today. Mm-hmm. And Buzz, where did you read this? And since when do you let Teller speak? And
well, no, Teller has always talked more than he should.
New York Daily News, I believe it was. One of the New York papers.
Well, you know, the crew, our crew, Penn and Teller guys, Nate and Zeke and Michael, listen to your show all the time. So they could tell you in a second that Teller does not ever shut up for a second when we're not actually working. The only reason we keep him silent in the show is so that somebody sometime can get a little bit of peace from the little creep's incessant gaffing. If we're free associated talking about any subjects, I need to talk about David Copperfield, okay?
Okay.
Now, oh, we'd love to hear you talk about David Copperfield.
David Copperfield is, I mean, in kind of a broad showbizy sense, he's a friend of mine.
Okay.
And all the problems, all the friction, all the tension that comes between us, which is real, all of that tension comes from one simple fact.
What is it?
I, Penn Jillette, am a scumbag. I meet with David Copperfield. He takes me to his beautiful, you know, we hang out at his place. He come over to my house. He's just sweet. He's kind. He's great to my wife. We have a good time. We talk. And then he says to me, hey, Penn, you know, just don't say anything about me in the press. Just shut up, okay? Now, he said that to me three times. And every time, I look him in the eye and say, you know, I won't, David. I'll shut up about you. I really will. I really do. And he says to me then, no, don't make a promise you can't keep, Penn, because you have this weird compulsion that you can't shut up. And I go, no, no, David, I can certainly shut up. I won't say anything anymore. And then I'm sitting in an interview, and they set me up and say, you know, what do you think about David Copperfield impregnating a woman without touching her? And I say, well, it's sad. That's the only way we can think of to do it.
Okay. Oh, my God, that's right. I remember that quote.
I say to the interviewer, you know, you better not print that. And they go, oh, no, that's really funny, Penn. And I go, oh, he's going to be saying more. See, other times he's gotten mad at me, but this time he was, like, hurt. And, you know, and here's the problem. In my life, nobody, not my mom, not my dad, not my sister, not Teller, not my wife, not anybody on the crew, nobody has ever said to me, don't say anything about me. You know, Lou Reed, I went on like Howard one time and said something about Lou, and afterwards he called me up and kicked my ass. But he never said, don't do it again. He never said, don't mention my name. So I never made a promise that I couldn't keep, and I've done it. So I want to make it very, very clear. When you read the name David Copperfield and Penn Jillette in the same paragraph in any publication in the world, the reason there's tension between those two gentlemen is that one of them is a scumbag, and it's all one with long hair.
Well, okay. You're making it right, Penn. I mean, you're making it right. How do you think he's going to respond to that?
I don't know. I probably shouldn't have. I should probably keep my promise and not mention his name. Hey, how about Chris Angel? You know, what an idiot he is. Boy, Lance Burton sucks. Siegfried and Roy, nice that Tiger ripped his head off. I can say all of that.
You want to throw the amazing Jonathan in there or anything like that?
Jonathan. said, sure. Why do you think he has the headband? Are there hair problems there?
Okay.
Fuck anyone else. I mean, we can even say Steve Weirich, just Blaine sucks. End of story. Through the whole, David Blaine. You know the greatest thing about David Blaine?
What?
The greatest thing? And this has probably been fixed, but last time I saw him, it was the greatest thing. He was fat. He's not as tall as me, but he was my build.
Oh, that's not good.
Guy, right? So here's this guy who went without food for, you know, supposedly 40 days,
yeah.
And now he's like chunky. You know, it's like he tries to be, he's trying to be like Bobby Sands, you know, and do some sort of big, you know, starving thing, and he ends up looking like Louis Anderson.
To get back to the Copperfield thing, the vibe I'm getting from you is that you genuinely like this guy.
Sure.
You are genuinely sorry that his feelings were hurt, but on the other hand, how can you not come out and say something like, how the frig can he do a bit like this? And doesn't David Copperfield realize that most people think like you do, that you read this and you go, this is just total crap?
I don't know. You know, that's the thing. I just don't know how other people think. The thing is, you know, they ask me for a quote. They're always asking me to say something a little bit funny. And you guys know as well as I do that comedy is always mean-spirited.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when's the last time you got a huge laugh going, that George Hamilton? Great guy. You just gotta laugh with that. See, I'm totally wrong. Okay. I'm just wrong.
Then tell me this. How did chubby David Blaine, how did fatty David Blaine, how did he do his street levitation?
Well, you know, you gotta remember, he didn't do a street levitation, okay? He did a TV show. Okay, you have to remember that. We talk about this in our special a lot, you know? In the special Sunday night, we will do some of that stuff and show you about reactions. It comes down very simply to this. Now, the show, I happen to think David Blaine's first special was one of the greatest magic specials ever done. And the reason was that he focused on the reactions.
Right.
Do you really get caught up in that whole thing? But let me just ask you a simple gedanken, a simple thought experiment.
Okay.
Imagine you two, okay?
Right.
Ron and Mike. Not people, not superstars. You guys.
Right.
You walk out on the street with a camera in D.C., okay?
Okay.
You've got three cameras. You walk over to people and you say, hi, we're Don and Mike. You know, you see us on the radio. Here's on the radio, you know? And they go, whoa, Don and Mike, cool. What are you doing? You go, we are doing a network television special. And they go, wow, wow. And you say, okay, we're going to put the cameras on you, and we'd like you to just look as though I had just turned into an otter. The otter is here. Look, little otter. Look like that. And then we're going to bring the camera up, and we want you to say, swear to Christ, I've never seen anything like that in my life. We'll probably use a shot of you on the TV special if you cry right now. While we're at it, we're shooting a little bit of Girls Gone Wild, so flash your... And then you turn the camera around over their shoulders, and you can do anything.
Yeah.
What an honor there, right? So on our show, we get those reaction shots doing nothing, and then we shoot what we're actually doing and show that. And the great thing is, even after showing that, we show the reaction shots later cut in, and they're still powerful.
Yeah. It works.
He's like two frat boys to say, I never thought anyone could make me squeal like a little girl. This woman to say, you know, this is on TV, she knows nothing's happening. She looks into the camera and says, I didn't even know kangaroos could do that. Scary, amazing, and just a little bit sexy.
Everybody, please watch.
That's all you need to know about magic specials on TV. And I'm not talking camera tricks, you know, like Bewitched. I'm not talking that kind of jive. I'm just talking about if you say to people, you're going to... I mean, look at the TV shows. Look at the concerts. You know, you can see the Eagles on TV, and people act like they're liking them. You put TV cameras up, people go, woo-hoo-hoo! I mean, you put a TV camera up, and, you know, and Camellia will flat rest.
You know what I wonder? How is Penn going to fill an hour of radio time? I don't know.
I'm terrified. I'm going to have you guys as guests all the time.
Penn's show with Teller on NBC. Penn and Teller off the deep end.
Yeah, it's all underwater, and we don't actually drown and die because it was already taped, but you'll see great reaction shots.
Wonderful.
All right, well, listen, if we can get you back on before you start your radio show, we'd love to talk about your book, too.
You know, How to Cheat Your Friends at Poker. It's a way to exploit friendship to make money. Exactly what you two have been doing for years.
Well, the great Pendulette, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Everybody, please watch this show Sunday night. Looks great, yeah. And we'll talk to you very soon.
Always a joy. Thank
okay,
you.
Thank you. Thank you. The great Pendulette, really, the guy.
So funny. He's amazing.
Good loyal friend of the show.
You know, somewhere on his body, I think, is a tattooed trust no one.
We got a break. We'll be right back. Right.
Number 4 Arbitron Rated, the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, the muffler plant's gone, too.
Yep.
Oh, come on, damn it. Oh, that sounds good. Melted chocolate inside the deck. That really ups the resale value.
I think you're going to be okay here. They have a thin candy shell. Surprised you didn't know that.
I think your brain has a thick candy shell.
Your brain has the shell on it.
You talking?
Shut up, Richard.
The Don and Mike Show.
They are ready to bump uglies for ye. Don and Mike.
That's right. Don and Mike out today. But the whole crew returns tomorrow on Tuesday. I'm your host, Legendary Joe Arnger, with you on this fine Monday afternoon. Well, I've been waiting all day for this segment. It's the Pez President. I just wanted to make sure. It is. It's the Pez President on Isn't That Something? On the best of Don and Mike.
Who doesn't like Pez?
Huh?
CEO of Pez Candy.
Mm-hmm.
Guy's name is Bud. Don't ask him what his problem is. Hey, Bud, what's your problem? Bud Danner?
Are we doing Bud or Joe Vittoria?
Oh, hold on. Oh, I see.
He's the back.
Bud, I'm sorry, is the vice president. The president is Joe Vittoria?
Vittoria, yes.
Okay, good. Bud, are you ready with the music?
I'm ready.
And Rob, are you ready with the guy?
Yeah, he's ready.
Okay, let me turn his phone on, and here we go, Buzz.
Live from the Free FM Radio Network, Don and Mike present Isn't That Something? How About That? Now, here's Don and Mike.
Thank you, Buzz. I've been saying the spooktacular coming our way. Don't forget the carbathon. And I know what I'm talking about. Halloween. I like the non-chocolate candies. How about you, Mike?
I've always been a big fan of popcorn balls, especially if they're made at home. I've always liked the homemade style of that, but I just love the holiday with all the youngsters dressing up. It's always big fun.
And 17 before the hour. You got to be somewhere by the top of the hour. You got 17 minutes to get there. And don't forget tomorrow. Sure, happy it's Thursday, followed by a TGIF and then the big weekend blast off. You know, chocolate is the number one candy item, but non-chocolate candies are number two in Halloween.
Well, it's no surprise chocolate, you know, has the fabulous taste buds jumping, but I've always been a fan of the fruit-flavored candies, and I know we've got something special going on the show.
We have. Now, I like jokes. Hey, he's the president of the Pels. He's the president.
And before you do that, can I just... I know you're going to bring him on to the Donna Mike Show right now, but...
Right now.
Kiddies, head over to your local 612 to get your D&M UNICEF collection cans.
Thank you in
advance.
Don't forget, every penny helps UNICEF this year.
Right.
And this year, the Don and Mike UNICEF poster boy... Tom Gavin.
Tom Gavin, he's been on the show. You know him, you love him. He's a great lad, and he'll be our official spokesmodel.
Because, you know, we're all about UNICEF here.
And helping the kids.
Mm-hmm. It's all about the kids, Mike.
That's what it's all about.
After all, they are our future.
Yes, siree, and let a smile be your handshake.
As with these things. Joining us now is Joe Vittoria, who's the president of Pez Candy.
What a fun job that sounds like, Joe.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hi, Joe. Welcome to the show. You know, there's a website, gosh darn it, Pez.com.
Pez.com, is that the website, Joe?
Yes, it is.
When I was a youngster, I used to love to pull back Superman's head and have that delicious Pez candy come right out his neck.
How many characters have you had over the years, Joe, as Pez dispensers?
You know, I can tell you, we haven't even counted, but it's more than 10,000.
How about that?
Isn't that something? That's truly amazing. And
what's the best seller?
Yeah, the best seller. Good question.
The old perennial, Santa Claus, is still number one.
Santa Claus.
Let's give the jolly fat man a round of applause for that.
How about Santa Claus? How about the jolly red man? Excuse me, the jolly fat man.
Yeah, the jolly red fat man coming down the chimney, and kids still love Pez, and I still love Pez. Are there any new kooky, crazy innovations that the Pez Candy Company might be coming up for the future?
Well, we've got so many, it's hard to just summarize in a quick note, guys, but I can tell you, it's everything from Disney princesses.
How about that?
NASCAR and NCAA.
Who doesn't like the NASCAR? How about that Jimmy Johnson, and how about that Jeff Gordon? Aren't they super?
Very colorful. Is there a Pez car?
There is. Actually, we now have a Pez pull-and-go car with a little clown that we've had for many years. Now we've got a NASCAR car.
Holy cat.
Isn't that something?
How about that? You know, when I was a boy, let me just say, bing bong. 14 until the hour. News traffic together coming up with the weather. When I was a boy, I loved my Eisenhower Pez dispenser.
You had an Eisenhower Pez dispenser?
I like Ike.
I had no idea. Joe, did you have presidents that were Pez dispensers?
No, guys, we never have, but it'd be a hell of a Pez dispenser to make.
Perhaps Ma made that for me.
You think it was homemade where the did the candy come out of Ike?
Got a feeling it was.
Yeah, the candy came out of, came right out. It was something.
Joe?
Can you tell me? Joe, I'm sorry, Mike. I'm monopolizing all of the candy conversation.
But you know, I love the candy.
As always, because it's a hoot.
I was going to ask Joe what his favorite flavor was.
Well, my favorite flavor today, guys, is cola. We've just come out with a cola.
How about that?
Something.
That is great. Cola.
Does it have caffeine in it?
No, it doesn't, but it sure has the same taste.
What's the most popular selling flavor?
Still to this day, it's orange, strawberry, and lemon.
Orange.
Pretty even.
There we go. Fruits, swishy fruits, nice fruits, tasty fruits, good and good for you. Fruits. Is there any nutritional value at all in a Pez?
It is pure sugar as far as the key component.
Sugar.
We're looking at vitamins real soon, guys.
Oh, you got to have some healthy Pez. I hear you discontinued the cherry.
We discontinued it, but this year we're bringing it back.
The cherry's coming back.
I love eating a good cherry.
That's fantastic. How many employees do you have at the Pez Candy Company there, Joe Vittoria?
Well, here we have about 200, and that'll go up to 3 depending on season.
How about that?
Is it anything like that episode of I Love Lucy, the crazy one where they're making the candies on the conveyor belt? I'll tell you what, that Lucy, she was something. Did you ever
with the bonbons in her mouth?
Did you ever have a Lucy Pez?
We have about 300 different people like that here at Pez, but no, we've never had a Lucy Pez. We've
had something.
I would imagine, Joe, that the place is simply chock full of conveyor belts.
You bet.
How many Pez are in one of those little packages? Can we guess? I would guess that there are between 16 and 18 in a package.
You're good. I'm going to say that there are 14.
How many are there, Joe?
In one roll, there's 10.
In a row, only 10. How about that? Only 10.
I just had a funny thought. If there was somebody that worked in the factory that had a tracheotomy, they could dispense candy.
don't hope for that, guys.
Can I, Don here, can I just say to my good friend, Mike, what's up with you? You know, we've got,
what's the problem? I was making a funny.
We've got very close friends.
I understand.
Right here at the station. Right. We've had problems.
I know who you're talking about.
With TC.
The Tobacco Road guys.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
You know, they've
sorry. I apologize. And let me formally make this an apology to our whole listening audience. Not funny to make fun of people with holes in their throats. Consider it that.
Joe, let me tell you what's happening. We have guys on the Westwood One Network. They do a show called Tobacco Road. And the deal is that they have their voice boxes removed because they smoke so much. And we find the show repulsive.
And I'd like to salute Joe Camel and Nicotine. I think they're good guys.
Sure. Nicotine. That's
yes,
great.
That's the name.
It's kind of a gag, DJ Dave. It's 11 until the hour. The news, traffic, weather together. Hey, don't forget the question tonight on the Joe Ardinger Show.
Yeah.
Do you have a drinking problem?
Joe will be talking about the shakes and blackouts and all things that happen if you've got a problem. Joe, do you decorate the Paz Factory for the old Halloween?
As a matter of fact, we have some fun with it. Yes, we do.
How about that? What kind of fun do you have?
Well, as far as bringing kids in, we actually have a lot of school kids that come in, and we have some fun with them. And they let them
design. It's all about the kids. It's all about the kids.
It is.
But can you tell me something? What about, I heard a rumor that you had at one point, maybe in a foreign country, I don't know which dictator it was, if it was the really bad guy from Germany, or if it was Mussolini. Have you ever, I'll just flat out ask you, have you ever had a Hitler Pez dispenser?
No, we never
you
did.
Never have?
Well, give me a clue on that. Absolutely. Sweet mama pajama, that is absolutely true.
The toughest guy we've had, I think, is Wolverine.
Wolverine, and that's a new one, right?
The comic book.
We've had it for years, actually.
Oh, for years, because it was the old days, I think, of the movie. Right. That's what I'm exhausted. I carved 7,000 jack-o'-lanterns last year. I'm so... And, of course, you got the pumpkin head, don't you, Joe?
We'll never get rid of that guy.
That's super. Isn't that something?
Pez.
Don't forget the spooktacular and also the horror-thon happening this weekend. And again, every penny for UNICEF. Don't forget, be on the lookout for Tiny Tom Gavin, who's going to be in front of Piggly Wiggly out.
That kid's got a lot of heart. Great Googly Moogly. He is he's something truly spectacular.
He is something.
He is. Isn't he something? And he will be dressed as a jack-o'-lantern this year, which I think is a wonderful costume.
Joe, at what age do you think the youngest wee listener that would be listening right now, it's safe for a youngster to eat and enjoy Pez?
Excellent question.
Do you need all of the baby teeth to enjoy the Pez?
Well, you should. We recommend at least at age five.
Five. All right. So don't give the kids under five the Pez. That's right from the president of the company right
five,
there.
Five. That would be one more than four and one less, or one less than, one more than four.
One less than four.
Five.
One more than three.
There you go.
No,
hold on. Five is one less.
Carry the two.
Five is one less than six and one more than four.
That's right. How about, give the kids the soft candy.
How about arithmetic? How's your mathematics?
I suppose, Joe, if you're counting all those pezzes, you must have to have some bean counters in your factory. Isn't that true?
We do. Actually, we do 10 million a day.
Sweet fancy Moses.
Ain't that something? How about that? Holy cheese and crackers.
Unbelievable.
You know, the kids...
My dear wife makes fake webs out of spun sugar.
The kids love Pez. Have you ever met Dakota Fanning?
No, I haven't.
She's super. You know the little girl from The War of the Worlds?
Yeah.
My God, is she just a sweetheart of a girl.
Precocious.
She's something.
Sweet, sassy molassy.
I think I like to put... what I like to do is put Lipitor in my Darth Vader Pez dispenser.
For you.
I'll try that myself.
Isn't that something?
It's a great way of taking a medicine that's good and good for you and doing it in a fun way.
You're darn right.
As a matter of fact, can't you take a Pez dispenser and actually dispense medications out of that and you could just have fun with it?
We wouldn't recommend it.
No. For the longest time, when we had Big Mama living with us and we would try to sedate her at night,
sure,
we would, and she, Joe, you know how seniors are. And hi to all the seniors out there. Hey, don't you go dying on us. The seniors out there, she would not take her meds.
Mm-hmm.
She would only take pills and applesauce. So what we would have to do, it was
kind of lady.
What we would have to do was
kind of lady. Attaboy, Joe.
We'd have to take her pills, take her Nitro, or whatever it is they're putting her sleep with, you know. And listen, the doctors, aren't they something?
No,
they're fabulous medicines.
All the medicines. And let's not ignore the scientists.
They would put that right in, and we would lift up Captain America's head.
Yes.
And how about that? She would take her medication, and she would think she was having your delicious Pez candies.
Let's give her a round of applause and spoon. Joe, you know, what is the most exciting thing to be coming out of the big Pez candy corporation in the near future?
Well, near future is NASCAR, but the current big thing just coming out next month is the Star Wars Collector's Set.
The Star Wars Collector's Set. Is there a Chewbacca?
Darth Vader.
Oh, there's a Chewbacca, and it's numbered, guys.
Oh, fantastic for collectibles.
Yes. You got it.
One's the loneliest number. How about that Pez? How about, and now, do you like being called the President?
You know what I've been called? The president? Recently, Chris Dodd up in Washington, down in your neck of the woods.
Ah, right here, our nation's capital.
He said, you're the president, aren't you?
Hey, how about that George Bush?
So isn't you're saying something? That came from a United States senator?
Absolutely.
That's why we urge everybody on this show to vote. Well, do your duty and go out and vote.
He's a Connecticut senator, and he loves Connecticut, and that's where we are.
Mm-hmm. What was that?
What?
I'm sorry, I was reading something.
I'm sorry.
We just got a news bulletin from Buzz Burbank. Our assistant producer, Rob Spiewak, has had a mini stroke again. Had a little problem in the background.
I'm not really.
He's lost his ability to write.
I'm not really sure what happened on that side of the room, but I know it was something. And I know I love Pez, and it's great talking to Joe Vittorio, who's the president of Pez. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've bitten into a Pez and I've said, isn't that something? The taste jumps right out at you.
Oh, that's what you wanted me to ask him, if he's a Pezbian or not.
I'm a Pezbian.
A Pezbian. That's wonderful.
Hey, there you go again. Watch it for that.
Sorry
stuff.
About that. I'm being a little controversial.
Don't forget, stay tuned on XM Radio for Ron and Pez. They're coming up. Pez rhymes with Pez.
That's right.
Yes, sir. I bet he likes the candy, too.
Maybe you should stay tuned for Ron and Pez. Aren't they something?
Caramel apples are my royal downfall.
Free FM. Isn't that something?
Joe, it's been a little slice of heaven. You've been a wonderful man to come
on
the show.
Love having you on the show.
Well, thanks, guys. Hard to keep up with you, but it sounds great.
Pez.com.
Don't forget that later on tonight, it's Petting to a Point with Sister Beth Ann McBride.
She'll tell you all about how to raise those youngsters.
As you know, she's both pro and con abortion. How about that?
How do you pull that off?
She's all over them. It's Roe v. Wade, but no one knows if she's Roe or Wade.
Pez, my boy, Pez. I don't know what that means either.
How about that?
If it's in front of me, I'll read it.
Joe, thanks for being on the show.
Take care, guys.
Happy trail. Hold on a second. I talked to a member of our support staff.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, guys.
And don't forget, Joe Argent, blah, 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 blah. Been picking up from
him. Somebody thought of it.
Thank you, Joe. I hope you had a good time. All right, have a great one. Bye-bye. Bye.
What does he care?
He doesn't care.
He's counting his money.
Yeah. Care.
You know, you never went to the Larry.
No.
And I got a feeling I smoked you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I smoked you.
Really?
You dusted
him this time.
On the how about that?
Yeah. I was too busy trying to decipher Rob's writing. Rob was going kind of crazy there for a second. And I was just desperate to get Pezbian. And the Pezbian looked like Pez Brand. And I wasn't sure what that...
No. Are you a Pez Brand?
That didn't make sense.
What's the score, Buzz?
Let's see. Mike had two Isn't That Somethings, two How About That, one Great Googly Moogly, and one that made me laugh so hard I forgot what it was. But anyway, his grand total was 6 declarations. Don had 25 declarations.
Wow. Sweet mama pajama.
10 Isn't That Something's, 14 How About That, and a Holy Cats.
Sweet fancy Moses.
Threw that in for my daughter up in Minnesota. Minnesota Nice.
And for all you young aspiring comedy writers, work on your penmanship.
And thanks to Beth Ann McBride for the great exclamation.
Or your pezmanship.
What?
I was getting help from all different sides today.
What is Beth Ann writing jokes now?
She just got great exclamations off the internet. That's where I got this fabulous one.
Oh, sweet mama pajama.
Pez, my boy.
Pez, my boy. Pez. Yes, funny.
Listen, here's the thing. You can't mock it.
Right.
You read it.
I read it. That's right.
I mean, yeah. If you write something that ain't funny, don't read it.
If it's put in front of me, I'm going to read it.
It's funny.
That's what's going to happen. I'm going to read it.
Boy, that replay tomorrow will be easy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when we count back. BA can cut that tape up tonight.
Hello?
Hey, can you cut that tape up tomorrow?
Yeah. He only had 6?
That's what I counted.
I killed him.
I knew he was hurting. That's why I tried to get a list for him.
Yeah. What do you mean I was hurting?
Well, I mean, Don was doing better. I always want you to win.
Oh.
Hey. I'm always cheering for you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thanks. Wow. Thanks, Judge.
Well, because you're going to be ruthless. And Rob's putting stuff in front of him, and he's easily distracted.
Well, you know, all right, enough of this propping me up. I think I'm gonna kick ass next time.
Well, I'm gonna do
is just sit over here and say, oh my.
No, the game is how about that?
Isn't that something?
Isn't that something?
All right.
But you have other things. That's what makes it funny, that you guys have other things.
All right, late in the show, I might have shown a little wear and tear today, okay? Sorry about that. The brain might not have been hitting on all eight cylinders.
You want
Mike?
A piece of pizza?
Sometimes it's too much help, you know
Mike
what I mean?
I used to have a DP.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Used to. Well, I have that up until the 29th, Sunday. And then it's gone.
Then it's gone. Okay. Thank you, B.A.
I said no to blackouts.
Bye.
No, I said yes to blackouts. Joe Arden just said to me, everybody's done that.
We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
You really believe this guy doesn't want to have kids?
Yeah, of course.
Elaine, a guy will say anything to get a woman.
Oh, please. He wouldn't say that.
Elaine, I once told a woman that I coined the phrase... Pardon my French.
I once told a woman I don't eat cake because it goes right to my thighs.
Once told a woman I enjoy spending time with my family.
The Don and Mike Show.
All things equal, they prefer dog vomit.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And that's a shout out to my dogs, Roxy and Chip. Dog vomit. Anyway, welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. I'm your host, Legendary Joe Arndt, with you. And Don and Mike and the whole gang returning tomorrow on Tuesday. So sit tight and enjoy some best of with me, won't you? Let's see. In that last segment we had, isn't that something? Now it's time for another game. It's all relative on the best of Don and Mike.
Normally don't plot out my questions in advance.
I think I got some good ones.
Let's go to some people on the phones and see how well they know their relatives. Name of the game is, it's all relative.
Excelente.
Okay, you can play with your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, your wife, your husband. Mike, would you like to start with a man or a woman?
Let's start with a man, baby.
Okay, how about... Jesus Christ, someone should profile this guy at the airport. First name, I believe... Missiao?
Misrael.
Misrael.
Right. Like,
what is it?
Like I said, make him take off his shoes as he's going through the metal detector.
It might be difficult that he's got one of these phones, too.
What we want to do is we want to wand him.
Uh-huh.
You want to pull him out of line and wand him.
I always thought that sounded so dirty.
Hey, did you get wanded the other day? Did I?
How do you pronounce your first name again, my friend?
Misrael.
The phone is so crappy, I can't understand the way you pronounce it.
Rhymes with Israel.
Okay. Misael. Kind of like Israel, but Misael.
Misael.
It is an Aramaic name, but I'm nowhere from there, so.
Right. And where are you calling from?
Tampa, Florida.
All right, beautiful Tampa. And who would you like us to call in this game?
I gave Joe my mother's cell phone number.
Mommy.
Okay, now.
All right.
Watch how we work time better. Mm-hmm. First, call the mom
right. And
see if she's there
right. Before
we waste time with valuable questions.
What a wonderful little time management trick that you just pulled up.
Mike, no off switch.
Always on.
You got it. There's no on point right up here.
Always on.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it.
Always on. And still.
Here I am just sitting there trying to think of one question.
What's her name?
What's your mom's name, Misael?
Terrorist.
Anna.
Anna
the terrorist.
Anna.
Her American name.
Yeah. The three women in my life right now, I've not heard from any of them today. The two lesbos from Baltimore, they've not emailed back, even though I apologize.
You know, for alleged fans, passionate fans of the show, we can get a little more communication from
them. I offered myself to Jennifer Aniston. I flat out proposed marriage to her. Yeah. I've heard dick.
You'll hear. I think she's going to go through intermediaries.
Right.
That's the way she's going to do it.
You got it. You got it.
You'll hear from her people.
Okay, hang on. We'll be right with you. Yeah, go.
Okay. All right. Good. Let me see. Three questions, and if you get them all right, you get $100, and you get the WWE thing. Gosh, Mr. Israel.
Israel. Yeah. Whatever you guys want, Radio
Pat. Who is the family member that you believe has the lowest IQ in your family? Who has the lowest IQ? Family member. I don't want to say the stupidest. I'll say the lowest IQ.
All right, now, do you want me to answer first?
Yeah, that's the idea. And then if you match your mother, Anna, then you're going to, you know, you'll...
Perfect. It's really your mom's job to answer. You.
Right, all right. This is a good question for Mom, but I'll go ahead and say my brother.
And what would his name be?
His name is Mark.
Sure it is.
Finally, a normal name. Mark has the lowest IQ.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mark. Okay.
All right, here, Miss Isle, this is question number two, and this involves the whole family. This is for your mother. You got to match your answer on this one. I want to know, in the entire family, this can be, you know, the extended family, but people that you see often enough to formulate an opinion of, who would you and your mother describe as the family embarrassment?
Family embarrassment. I go ahead and say Mark again.
Mark, two for two. Okay, dumb and an embarrassment.
Yeah.
Now let me see. I had a bunch of race questions that I wanted to ask. Thank you, Rob. Let me ask you. Because you're a hodgepodge, right? America's a melting pot, and Mr. Israel, you're a hodgepodge. So it'd be easier if, like, it was just a white guy named Jack Smith, or if it was a black guy named Tyrone Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But still, I will ask, given all of the African-American actors in the world, if you were to have a gay fling with any African-American actor, who would it be?
Who would it be? Any African-American actor?
Any black actor.
All right, I'll say Denzel.
Okay,
that's the obvious
choice. I'd pick that one too.
Can I just abridge this?
He's charming.
Except Denzel.
Uh-huh.
Because he's such the obvious answer.
Now you put a kink in the system. I'll go ahead and black actor. I'm gonna lose the punt.
Hard to think of any, isn't it? Actually, it's more of an indictment of the movie business.
Certainly is, Don.
I'll tell you. Listen, I'll give you some hints. You know, I think Snipes is damn sexy. Mm-hmm. Don Cheadle is sexy.
Charles Dutton III.
Well,
Cedric the Entertainer.
Let's not attractive or anything. Danny Glover,
the father from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Danny Glover.
Yeah.
Okay, Danny Glover, we've got our answers. We're walking on air.
Wonderful.
Now, what's Mama's name?
Anna.
Okay, well, let's welcome to the Don and Mike show. Anna, hi there, Anna.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, ma'am, welcome to the show. We have your son, Misriel, on the phone with us.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Mom.
Well, what's his name? Did I screw that up, Mike?
I know what his name is. It just sounded funny when you said
Misriel. Sounded like Misery.
Misriel.
Misriel?
Misael.
Anyway, we have three questions for you, ma'am, that your son has answered. And if you match his answers, he's going to win $100 American dollars.
It's called hobbling.
Here is the first question. Now, remember, your son is answering. These are his answers. So you're trying to match his answers.
Okay.
In your son's opinion, who is the member of your family with the lowest IQ?
Oh, my God. The lowest IQ.
Lowest IQ.
It must be Boo Boo, the dog.
No, a human.
A human,
please.
A human.
Mm-hmm.
A human must be Mark.
You are one for one.
Winner! That's right. Now, that will be worth a prize. Very nice.
Okay.
And quite a compliment for Mark. Mike.
Anna, who would Misael tell us is known commonly in your family as the family embarrassment, the embarrassment of the family?
Mark.
I'd love to meet Mark.
Now, you've done quite well.
I hope he's not listening.
Yeah.
You've done quite well, ma'am. The last question will be tough.
Okay.
With the exception of Denzel Washington, out of all of the African-American actors there are in the world, if your son was to have gay sex... With a black actor, who would he have gay sex with, keeping in mind he could not choose Denzel Washington, who is the obvious number one sexiest brother? And I don't know if you had any doubts about your son's sexuality. He came up with a name very attractive black fellow right away.
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy. Good choice.
Oh.
Let me give you a hint. His first name is Danny.
Danny. Danny Glover?
Danny Glover was the correct answer, Anna.
Danny Glover.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
So unfortunately, you were not 3 for 3.
No, you were not.
Yeah.
No, but honey, you do get the $20 Tower Records gift card from Tower.com.
Way to go.
And Mr. Missile, we will we'll give you the WWE pay-per-view Survivor, and you also get the $20 Tower Records gift card. Thank you for playing the game.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Mom.
It's Misael and Anna. Yeah.
Goodbye. Hold on there, Misael.
Thank you, guys.
Hold on. Let's try it. We got time to try this with one more.
I don't think they were Arab. I think they might have been Jewish.
You fell for their trick.
Their trick.
All right, let's see, Mike.
Hey, Herman.
How about...
And I'm not talking Munster, no.
Here's a guy named Rob. Hello there, Rob.
Thank God.
Hi, Rob.
How are you?
We're doing great. Where are you calling from?
Reno.
Beautiful. Reno, Nevada. And I see it's your brother. Why don't you see if you got the brother on the phone?
Is it Mark?
Is your brother's name Mark?
That it is.
Thank you.
All right. We're now going to wait and see if we get your brother on the line.
Good. Mark is the brother.
We've not given away the money yet.
This ought to be good. I think brothers are usually very free with their comments about the whole family.
Sure.
So, especially in this family.
Are we going to be able to reach your brother, Mark, Rob?
Yeah, you should be able to.
So this is a great time waster. Is it snowy out there?
Negative.
Negative? What's the temperature in Reno?
What about
probably right around 55.
What about Tahoe?
If you go up by the lake, is there a chance there's a little chillier weather where the ski resorts are?
Lake Tahoe.
It snowed at the lake last night.
It snowed at the lake last night. Don, that way to think. You get your thinking cap on.
Frosty the snowman.
Always. No off switch. Always on.
No off switch. And difference between snowmen and snow women?
What's that?
Snowballs.
Bada bing.
You got him?
Ready to go.
Okay, we got your brother on the line. Let me see. What is the last year that you believe your father took care of himself?
Probably this year.
This year.
So you're going to say 2005.
2005.
Okay, good first answer. All right, Mike.
Rob, who is the most offensive-smelling relative you have? And it can be good or bad. I mean, it can be too much cologne. It can be B.O. It can be bad breath. It can be somebody who breaks wind a lot. It can be a variety of things. Who is the worst-smelling relative you have?
Oh, that's tough.
So many of them.
That's very true. I'm going to say Mike.
Mike. And would it be a B.O. or?
Just in general.
In general, a lot of things.
Yeah.
Okay.
That usually means the mouth.
Do you have any aunts?
I'm sorry?
Do you have any aunts? Any aunts?
Yeah, I've got aunts.
Which aunt is the most doable?
Oh, my goodness. Sean.
Sean, that's a boy's name.
No, definitely not.
Not Sean Young.
Okay. Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you, Mike. Now let's welcome.
Never off.
Let's welcome to the show. Yeah, you too.
Yeah, right.
Let's welcome to the show.
As soon as I hit my car.
Let's welcome Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hey.
Hi, you're on the air. This is Don and Mike, and we have your brother Rob on the line with us.
What's up, Mark? How's it going, buddy?
All right, how's it? Listen, your brother could win some cash and some prizes if you can simply match his answers to 3 questions about your family.
Okay.
Okay? Let's see. Mark, according to your brother, what is the last calendar year in which your dad took care of himself? You know what I mean? Got handy. What's the last calendar year in which your dad took care of himself?
Probably 2005.
Ah, congratulations. That is a correct answer.
Very good. How old your dad is, Deli? This is not for the game.
How old is my dad?
Yeah.
48.
Oh.
Yeah, well, wow, that's easy. That. Okay, good. Mike.
Mark, this is a funny little game. Makes me laugh. Mark, can you tell us, please, who is your most offensive-smelling relative? Who is the relative in your family that's the most offensive-smelling?
Oh, jeez. Man, there's so many of them, too.
No, your brother said that. Your brother
said it was
that.
A tough question to answer, but he did pick one name for us.
Oh, one name?
Yep.
Oh, great. He's bigger than me, too. If I get this wrong, I got to see him tonight.
Well, just say it. Who is it? Come on.
Mom?
Oh, no. Rob said Mike was the most
Mike.
Of the
you think your mom stinks?
Wow.
That's what I figured he would say.
Is it a feminine thing or is it B.O.?
No, I don't really think either one of them smells, but Rob likes to call it.
Hey, now, Mark, you got to justify your comments here, brother.
You're the one that said your mom stinks.
Yeah, what is it about your mom? What would you? There's something obviously that bothers you. Is it too much perfume?
No, it's just that he tells her she smells all the time.
Who does? Who is that?
Rob.
Rob, do you tell your mom she smells?
Never.
Never. Okay.
We're not going to get, you know, no. You guys are being wimps. Okay, you guys are really being wimps.
Although something tells me that Mark might be telling the truth. That maybe mom, that he thinks his mom does have a problem with
Mark
odor.
I think Mark is telling the truth. I wish Mark would explain himself, though.
I just explained myself.
Okay, please. When's the last time your brother said your mother has an odor issue?
Probably last night.
Last night? And why did he say that, Mark?
Because he likes to pick on her.
And how did he put it to her? Did he say, gee, Mom, your feet smell, gee, Mom? Oh, can I ask?
Are we talking about...
He's probably pretty blunt, but I probably just said, you smell.
You know what? I think we're dancing around a subject. Are we talking about gas, guys?
Yes.
I thought so.
You know, to be honest, I would have to say in that regard, she is the smelliest person in the family.
Whoa!
Wow.
There you go. That's all it took.
Is Mom a big woman?
No, mom's not at all. Woman.
Really?
All right, here we go. Because you've been so honest about your mom's flatulence, if you get this one right, we'll give you the money.
All right, come on, Mark.
Here you go, Mark. Which of your aunts is the most doable?
Aunt Sean.
Yes, you got it, Mark. Good job.
Yeah, we'll give it to him because the answers were his dad last got the handy in 2005. The odor problem is his mom, but it's really a fart issue.
No, that's true. And then Aunt Sean is she a young woman?
Not anymore, but you know she's still. She just turned 40, so she's not...
You know, that's relatively young. Who is the celebrity that you boys think your Aunt Sean most resembles?
Oh, man.
It's obviously both of you have been thinking about her.
Well, she's married into the family, so...
Oh, even better.
That means she's safe.
That's right.
Aunt Sean, huh?
Come on.
She's a hottie?
Come on, give us a celebrity. Who do you think?
Who's the chick in Once Upon a Time in Mexico?
Julia Roberts?
No. Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Catherine Zeta.
Yeah, there you go. That's good. That's Catherine Zeta-Jones. Yeah.
You're kidding? Your aunt looks like Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Isn't Once Upon a Time in Mexico, isn't that Selma Hayek?
Another movie.
Okay.
Either way, piece of ass.
Doesn't matter. Either one's fine. Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Donna Mike.
And we'll dedicate this segment to your sweet mama's ass vapor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love you, Mom. See you, Mark.
Does Aunt Sean have any gas?
I doubt it.
Not that we know of.
All right, hold on there, fellas. Hold on, Rob and Mark.
Those two boys were trouble. You know that, don't you?
Don't I?
They were up to no good.
Don't I?
They didn't have enough straight answers to be legit.
I don't care. It's fun.
Hey, right. Hey, Rob. Yeah, Mark.
Hey, look at that. Sean. She's leaning over the biscuits. And look at her biscuit. That reminds me, the closer we get to Christmas, the closer we get to the annual telling.
The Aunt Lola story.
The Aunt Lola story.
Oh, man. I'm ready.
Mm-mm-mm.
I am so ready.
It's my Aunt Lola.
And there's something about a sexy aunt in a family. And then when they said that, she married in.
Yeah. You know what that means?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Safe.
Anything goes.
Safe. She's safe. Anything goes. Hi. Hi. Hey, I voted today.
Hi, Auntie. Mind if I come over for dinner?
Oh, pull my lover.
Selma Hayek, by the way, was in Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
That's what I thought.
Along with Eva Mendes.
Oh, well, either way,
mm-hmm.
I think we'd all like to do that, Aunt.
We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
I think socks had something to do with that decision.
It's not funny.
I beg your pardon?
What word do you have trouble with? You understand not? That's comfortable for you?
Yeah.
And funny, you've heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this doesn't work. You see, I think socks had something to do with that decision. See, now I'm laughing.
Well, laugh loud so you can cover for the rest of us.
Hey, you like your job?
No.
Well, watch it. Let me go.
Oh, may I? Thank you.
Come on, Tim.
Watch your apple.
The Don and Mike Show.
Get ready for Ding Dong and Goat Screw.
Right.
Because here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Don and Mike returning tomorrow. Took some time off today to go to Rob's grandfather's funeral. And heartfelt everything for you, Rob. Anyway, glad to cover the board today for you. I'm your host, Legendary Joe Ardinger, with ya. Don and Mike returning tomorrow. Let's get right back into the best of. And this is a hodgepodge. Sometimes when these things are described on the sheets of paper, I don't know what they're about. This one involves the UPS guy and the drunk contractor. It's the best of Don and Mike.
This message just handed to me by John Norman, who runs our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Thank the listeners for sending all of the granny porn. I don't think they understand the contest.
Oh, dear. Or do
it's
they?
A skills competition.
Exactly, Mike.
God. What are we going to do to call back then? I mean, that's the right number, right? It would be nice.
I sure love the street life.
Get
so.
A dial tone.
I really do. I like the nightlife.
You like to boogie?
Oh, yeah.
On the disco round? She was a pig. Alicia Bridges.
Yes.
Oh.
Hey, hi. Joe?
No.
John.
Hi.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, that sounded
that.
Very Joe-like, the way you answered the phone, John.
Yeah, I got a little Monday Joe going on. Sorry.
Hi there, John. Listen, what type of response have we gotten? We announced an hour ago. It's a throwaway, really, on Wednesday. We get a couple of grandmas down here, and we'll play a game called The Grannies. And we said, please email rather than tie up the phone lines. Mm-hmm. And what have we received thus far?
Granny porn.
That's it?
Pretty much.
Same. Well, so people don't understand the concept.
I'm not
of
sure.
Egg.
We are not looking for granny porn. I mean, what are we going to do with granny porn?
We want grandmas who are going to be able to have some competition.
Well, apparently they're up for another type of competition.
Let's be honest. This is all really a charade. It is simply a hoax, if you will. Misdirection. My name is me.
Right.
All I really wanted was some granny porn.
You got your will.
I'm sorry, I'll stop hitting delete then.
Oh, no, please forward them all. Forward them all to my private account, to my private sex account.
Delightful.
Right. As you wish.
No, only if you want a grandmother to play. If you'd like to supply us with a name and a phone number of someone to come down to the studio.
And ideally, wouldn't we like to have the... you know, the daughters bring the grandmothers down,
that'd
you know.
That'd be nice.
Uh-huh.
Because it's $1,000.
Right. That's nice.
So that's the prize. All right. Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Oh, listen, before we're going to get into the poker thing here.
Oh, and keep in mind for that contest, we only have two handicap spots here.
We'll make more. Absolutely. We'll let them pull up front.
Hey, you know, I almost... Man, I had the... Well, before I tell you about that, how much money did you win at the poker game on Saturday night, John?
$75.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's wonderful. That's nice.
Keeping track.
Congratulations, John.
Coming in today. Now, listen, I know that there's fire lanes and everything else in this building.
Yes.
And that there are areas that you're not supposed to park.
That's
and
true.
I, like everybody else, the times when my parking spot has been used by someone else, I'll park in a fire lane for a couple of seconds. Mm-hmm. Here's the deal, what I'm trying to pull in the building today. You had the UPS guy.
Yes.
And the UPS guy had his truck, like, halfway dangling over the curb into the street. Mm-hmm. And he was taking up his whole side of the driveway to enter the parking structure.
Right.
Just about at the back end of the UPS truck, mm-hmm. some ass pulled a big... gigantic, like, Ford F8000 mega, 8 friggin' tires on this thing,
big truck.
Pickup truck, and left. If you were making a right-hand turn off Elm Street into our building,
right.
You would crash into these cars.
Right, yes.
Now, fortunately, as you know, I have cat-like reflexes.
I know. We all admire your cat-like
save you
reflexes.
More than once.
If I had not been tooling around the corner
right.
and had my normal CLRs there,
right.
Boy, oh boy.
And you hit the driveway at about 80 usually, right? I mean, you like to get into your space fast.
Well, I like the squeal.
Right. But just, you almost put it up on two wheels.
Impressive. Come on now, squeal.
Come on, squeal.
Squeal real good. Whee! Now, anyway, so I pull in to the parking lot, and I can't get in to the parking lot. And the problem now is that half of my car is sticking out into traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you pull around, I'm not doing an adequate job
of
describing this.
It was blocked.
Yeah, it was blocked by the UPS truck, and then by the white truck, which I could not see when I made it past the UPS truck. So now here's the thing. I'm trying to back my car out to get back on to Elm Street to go around the building.
Uh-huh.
But because the UPS truck is hanging like three quarters of the way over the edge, I'm blind.
Can't see.
So I'm Stevie Wonder. So every time I'm pulling back, I'm getting this. Right? Because people are like, hey, ass.
Because the traffic is pretty thick on that small road.
So anyway, there really is not a point to this, except I don't fault the UPS guy.
The UPS guys, you've got to cut the slack because they got to, you know, they got to hustle in, drop their stuff off,
sometimes,
and hustle out.
Yeah. Who's got the big little penis syndrome pickup truck out there?
I don't know.
And you could say the same thing about me on the day.
Does the license plate say M. Hughes?
You could certainly say the same things about me on the days that I drive my SUV in. Same thing, small penis,
yeah, but you have
big
a parking
car.
Space.
Yeah, right. But I just meant...
No, you're not talking about the vehicle as much as you're talking about where he parked.
And it is an oversized... It's not just a pickup truck.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's one of those big-ass pickup trucks.
Mm-hmm. So you got double wheels?
Yeah.
Got the big double wheels in the back?
I believe so.
Well, dark color, like blue or black?
It was white.
White.
Rob's favorite color, white.
I don't know.
White. And whoever had it parked there, just what an ass.
Mm.
What an ass. We should find that person right now, bring them up to the studio. No, and get out the sandpaper.
Get this and sand them?
Oh, sand them down.
Sand them in that special place?
That's what I say.
This is sanding.
Anyway, Jesus Christ.
What is wrong with people?
I mean, really, what if there was an emergency?
I know, it is dangerous. It's a mess.
I almost felt like calling the fire department.
I understand. And having them towed.
Making one of those public arrests. Citizen's arrest.
I have trouble with the 7 p.m. UPS guy who parks in the right-hand turn lane out there. Horribly dangerous.
Yeah, or the lady.
Yeah,
sometimes
whatever.
The lady, but...
Person. The UPS person.
That is, as much as I cut the UPS people some slack, that is ridiculous. Hey, and how about this? You know what this is? I'm calling the nerve center right now. Oops. Calling the front desk. When you've heard the phone ringing and ringing and ringing.
Andrew must be up there.
I think Colette was there. When I came back from the bathroom during the break.
Is the station unmanned? Interesting.
Well, I think Rob's going to... What are you doing, Rob? What are you doing? Excuse me, what are you doing?
There's a gentleman here with the white truck.
Great, thank you. Bring him in.
I'll let the trial begin.
Bring him in. No need to talk to anybody else at the front desk. Thank you, Rob.
We have the perp.
He ran.
Oh, he ran?
Aww. Where'd he go?
Hold on.
Tony's.
Oh, no.
Something's going on.
Mm-hmm.
We've got major controversy. People are scrambling outside the studio.
The phone system is down at the front desk because engineering's working on it.
Oh, that's okay. What about the guy with the truck?
I'm going to go find out right now. I think he's up with Bob upstairs.
So he walked, he came back. But now, this is a guy, what's this guy doing? See, we share space in this building with a title
company.
Right. Yes. Mm. However, we have what they say is, tightest Tupperware, state-of-the-art security. We've got, come on, we've all read the memos. They've got cameras throughout the building. You have to use your pass card to get in.
Right.
Here's my point. If some guy is refinancing his mortgage, and he parks like an ass down in the parking lot,
right. And you start talking about him,
how can he
get through security?
How does he show up at the door? And I mean, because when I turned to Rob, I said, what are you doing? Rob was talking to a guy that I didn't recognize. Now,
maybe he is as a guest of Bob Skin, and that's how he got in.
Well, no, that don't make sense.
You can be a guest of Bob Skin.
Because they don't let people just run around. So what did the guy say when he came by?
He said it was his truck, and then he said he would come in, and then he said no, and he walked away, and he had a grain-based beverage.
He had a beer?
Yes.
He's drinking on a Monday?
Yeah.
Monday afternoon?
Maybe still.
Wow.
He's a guest of Bob.
Well, now we really have to get him down here.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go get him.
Because, really, if nothing else, the guy needs at least to know, listen, here's proper etiquette.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're a guest in someone's home.
Mm-hmm.
you know, please don't be an ass. Don't park in the fire lane.
Exactly.
With your big, gigantic, look at me pickup truck.
And he can't leave now that he's been drinking.
Now, this is a woman coming in and a man. Hi. Now, step up to the microphone.
Hi there. How you doing?
Wait, there are three people here now. Bob Skin is here.
He's the guy from the title company.
Now, I smell alcohol.
Yeah.
Like there's
yeah.
No, you're all loaded.
They're
That's
holding
right.
drinks.
What are we drinking? Are you the pickup truck owner?
Yeah, I'm the pickup truck owner.
You're the pickup truck owner.
He's the owner.
Actually,
who's the driver?
You're the owner.
Who's the driver?
Neither of them today.
I'm the driver.
Oh, okay, but when you got here, before you started drinking, who was the driver?
Was?
He was Bob. Bob's pointing to him. Bob, why is everybody drinking right now?
Because it's happy hour.
Not even
4:20 or 4. What the hell is going on here? What the hell is going on in this building today?
I don't know. All I know is that we're looking at Joy Philbin right now drinking a beer.
It's not beer.
No.
I believe it's whiskey.
Mixed beverages.
This matter fixes the building.
He fixes the building?
That explains
the contractor.
So much.
Okay, so that will explain.
What?
What? They're
not making any effort to explain themselves.
The guy from the title company is just pointing it at the glass.
Yes.
What is it? May I ask you, contractor, what's in your glass? What are you drinking today?
Beer
on
the
bottom. Yeah.
Not Bob, I was asking him. Sir, what's in your glass? Any idea?
It's Butch.
Okay, can this man speak for himself?
Not usually she speaks for me.
Start. He'll never stop.
Really? I find that hard to believe.
I can't not laugh at him.
I find it hard to believe.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever heard
How
of...
long have you guys been, knocking him back this afternoon? Is that the first one? Second one?
About an hour and a half.
Yeah. Hour and a half.
You know, ma'am, you're going to need to take over the mic because he's not speaking. Your husband is not speaking at all.
He speaks for me.
Okay, well, let her do
you
that.
You know what obviously. Happens in a marriage?
Mm-hmm. Listen to
you me. Ever heard of the fire lane? Either one of them? Right now, let me guess. You came into the building. You had some, you're refinancing something. That's why you're here with Bob.
Is that?
No, we're not.
No, you repair the building?
We were looking at a property.
Okay, so you're here on business.
To renovate.
And you notice, gosh, there don't seem to be any spots that are right by the door. So... we'll just pull our big-ass pickup truck right into the fire lane.
Really?
There was a spot that I could have put it in, but you know what?
You were there.
The motorcycle wasn't there today.
That Cadillac was there.
Yeah. What?
Cadillac's there.
I'm totally confused.
Okay. Are you talking about my car? Listen, I got here. Your car was there before my car got here.
That's correct.
Right.
Are you guys from Sacramento?
Well, you were why were you in the fire lane?
What I'm trying to tell you is I think I got a better connection than you do.
What do you mean?
I can park in the fire lane.
No, you can't. You cannot park in the fire lane.
Let me park there.
How many drinks have you had, sir?
Half of one.
Half of one. I'm guessing more.
Half a keg.
I'm half a keg.
So is your car down there right now?
Legally.
Spark legally.
Been reparked.
Well, I happen to know the good officers at Fairfax County, they do like listening to the show. So remember, you heard it. He's right. In the fire lane.
And he can, he's got a connection.
He's got a connection.
So he can do that.
Here in the building.
Now, Don, you'll have to really identify the vehicle for the next time you visit.
Yes, it is.
Was she asking about the studio materials?
Yeah, looks like it.
She lost focus.
We're in the business. That's what we do.
You're in the business of remodeling?
Sell you something.
What's that, what?
She'll sell you something.
I will.
Watch out.
Yeah, well, hey, mind your tone, pal. You're in my studio here. Got Chuck Howley over here drinking his bourbon and water, whatever the hell it is. And I don't even have a dog in this fight.
I wish you could see Bob in the corner. He's got the look of a guy who just threw a cigarette down at a gas station.
I will pay anybody in this building any amount of money to pull a fire alarm right now. I swear to Christ.
Bob, don't knock over the...
I know, it would be a waste of taxpayers' money.
Yes.
But darn it, these two kids would be taught a lesson.
Yes.
A valuable lesson.
You wouldn't pull that alarm, and nobody associated with this show would.
No, I've never vigilante on our staff to do that.
This is true.
Or you could just go move your car out of the fire.
He's already moved it.
It's
already yeah. Yeah, look, it's in a double spot now.
Down, down. It's in the best double spot. All right, you guys get out of here. Thank you very much
thanks,
for coming
for
by.
Coming again.
Bye-bye. Bye. Nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you.
Have a nice day. There nothing was going to be accomplished there.
Yes.
Either is it bourbon?
No, it's Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. But it
smells like high octane.
Yeah, I think it is.
No, wow. I think the guy
and a good looking guy.
Yeah, he was an ass.
Delightful.
Listen, he could have been a grown up one of those kids that was playing the game yesterday.
He wasn't communicating really well.
Now
I'm in a double spot now.
I moved it now.
I could smell his glass.
Mm-hmm.
And that, Rob, that did not smell like beer to me. Like,
no,
any
it sure
kind
smelled
of
like
ale.
To me.
It had foam on it, though.
Okay.
I mean, it was whatever it is, they were being generous with the poor.
But, I mean, it was powerful. I could smell the booze.
And, Bob, the minute that they opened their mouth, he wanted them out of here.
I know.
Worse than anything.
Bob brought them in.
I know, and then he knew he blew it.
Right.
Bob's got to love the fact that they say, we got special permission.
Well, then what did he say about the, you know, I got a better connection than you do.
In a double wide parking spot.
And one thing is clear, nothing became clear when they arrived. Mm-hmm. I still don't.
Negative.
I don't understand whether they were here to renovate a property, whether they repair the building, what they do. This building.
A lot of stories were thrown out. I think we just.
And if they repair, like, you know what? You open the door just for a second. Maybe they can hear me down the hall. Because if they renovate the building, thanks for fixing the window with the bullet hole.
There.
Thank you.
Is this Corian?
That explains something.
Good job, honey. Thank goodness nothing happened to me today. When I made that my cat-like reflexes.
You could have been killed. You have the photograph, don't you, now, of that truck forever in your mind.
Yes, I do.
And the guy who drives it.
And his wife.
And now I remember the license plate. Smells like puke. It was a wonderful personalized thing.
Virginia plate?
Virginia's for lovers. And then it smells like puke.
Joy Philbin, an autogram coming by. Didn't he look like every Dallas football player or something like that? Really? Autogram never played for Dallas.
Really, the guy looked like he was kind of unbalanced.
He had a drink. He looked potentially dangerous.
You know what he kind of looked like? Like a grown-up Biff from Back to the Future.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And didn't he look like the kind of guy that was...
Like, hold on, Mike. Do you remember the Back to the Future where they went to the future where Biff turned the town like into Las Vegas?
Right,
and he
right.
had the bad hairpiece? Imagine that character 10 years
sure.
later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Doesn't he look like the kind of guy that if it really got to it, if it really got heated, that he'd say, well, then I'd like to show you something I've got in my pickup truck.
Yep.
And then he just pulls out the biggest double-barrel shotgun you've ever seen.
Double! Everything's double. Double truck, double spot, double barrel.
Meanwhile, Bob Skin over in the corner, they're embarrassing me.
Well, listen, here's the
Now, does he own the building now?
I don't know. Here's the advice from me to that guy. You know, keep your drunk clients out of the radio station. I mean, it's one thing if they're going to double park and park
right.
illegally, and I'm going to bitch about it. That's great. But,
right.
you know, you got the Rummy family in town. You know, don't bring them in here with their rum cake breath.
And Skin was shaking his head in the corner saying, they just wanted to meet Don and Mike.
They're very big fans. Now they know better.
They should have known better.
I could have. He didn't like, Bob Skin didn't like the comment the guy made about, I've got a better connection. That's when Bob, I thought, that's when he had the cigarette on the gasoline.
Yeah, and shuffling them out.
Mm-hmm. Factor.
Because I'm sure that Bob Skin said to the guy, yeah, don't worry, park anywhere. Yeah, I'm sure he said, hey, I own the building, don't worry about it.
Right.
We're looking at a property. Yeah.
Is that Korean?
And it's only Monday. That's what's delightful.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was very little time between Sunday and Monday. Right.
She does all the talking for me, duh.
You know what that's like. Well, I saw that Cadillac.
And what's the deal with the motorcycle? What was he talking about?
I think he was referencing the fact that apparently somebody... Now, I didn't say anything about the guy's car. I got the feeling that he must have scoped out or figured out what spot is what.
Okay.
That I've got my car in my spot, and the spot next to mine, which is empty, sometimes you have a motorcycle.
Oh, okay. It still didn't make a hell of a lot of sense.
Not really, no.
Well, your motorcycle's there. What, you mean the spots that we have that you know, we have because we work here? because we've been assigned those parking spaces.
Ah, drunk people.
They're fun. Yeah. Oh, for drunk. Oh, for loaded.
Oh, for drunk. Jesus Christ.
But I like it a lot more when I'm the drunk.
Our savior.
I think we all do.
Yeah.
Not talking to them, you know?
Stay there. We'll be right back.
Number 4, Arbitron Rated. The Don and Mike Show.
You know, they're quite willing to kill off nature, you know, for a cheap buck, and then, you know, and then just point the finger at somebody else for why the jobs disappeared. Hello?
Yep. I'm sorry. Do you want to rephrase that?
The Don and Mike Show.
Here to spread their seed, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike returning tomorrow. I'm your host, Legendary Joe Arndinger, with you on this edition of The Best of Don and Mike. Let's get right back into it. This is a good one. It's always good when Buzz makes the sexy Asian call on the best of Don and Mike.
You know,
all right, Buzz, you ready?
I'm ready.
Joe's come in, and incidentally, it's an all-new Joe for 2006. show me that thing.
Isn't that nice?
I was going to say, let me show everybody. I'm going to show you something on the radio. Oh, but Joe is actually... done some computer work.
It's a chart.
And has come up with some type of, that's the word I was looking for, Buzz.
Hmm?
A chart to tell us exactly who's on the phone.
Nice. Look at that.
Where the person is that we're calling.
No longer scribbling things just on a blank piece of paper.
And he even has a pronunciation guide.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Nice. Helpful.
Suhi, for instance.
Okay.
Sunhi. S-U-N. Hyphen H-E-E.
The hyphen.
Sunhi.
Buzz, you ready for some Buzz makes the sexy Asian call for you?
Let's go.
We got to get our Asian sex music going here.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Okay. And let's see. We got no shortage of guys calling in with Asian girlfriends. Here's the first guy, Barry. Hi, Barry.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. How's it going?
How you doing, Barry?
Going great, Barry. Welcome to the show. Now, Joe has written the pronunciation on your gal pal's name. It's... Sunhee?
That's right. You did it right on the second pronunciation.
Sunhee.
Yep, she's Korean.
She's Korean. And is she your girlfriend, your wife?
Wife.
Your wife. How long have you been married?
Almost 10 years.
Almost 10 years, and she has a nice Asian accent?
It's not as thick as her relatives who are here, but it's still present.
Okay, and what is...
All it has to do is be present.
Yes, and what is it... Or as she would say, present. What is it that you would like Buzz to say to your wife?
Let's see. How about how much I love her sexy body?
Uh-huh, very nice.
And you know what? I know nothing about the culture, but how about throwing in, you were thrilled to be married in the year of the rat?
Very good.
I don't know if
that's a Buzz can throw that in for almost everybody, Don. I think that would be perfect. Anything else you'd like to have our sexy Buzz share with Sunhee?
Sunhee. Yeah, Sunhee is that pervert. that's his wife.
Right, that's Woody Allen's daughter.
Uh-huh. You're hot for her body.
Let's see, what was that thing about the year of the rat?
That's now, when you were married.
Come on now, Barry.
Come on now, you're slipping here, Barry.
Oh, and what else? And I can't wait to get home every night.
Crap detector going on, Barry, big time.
Really, oh, Mike?
Just something's hinky.
Hinky?
All right, he's out.
Yeah.
Let's go to another caller.
Sorry. Wasn't there something hinky about old Barry, Rob?
Yeah. Right. Let's go to this guy named Matt. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi there, Matt. Thank you for listening, my friend. Your girlfriend, your wife, your chick's name, what is it, please?
Wife's name is Ayaka.
Ayaka.
Where would Ayaka be from?
She's from Japan, Hiroshima, Japan.
Uh-huh.
Oh, right. Oh, hey, famous place.
Well, right. Ayaka.
Never forget Matt the Cat. Never forget, that's what I say. What is it that you would like Sexy Buzz to say to your Asian wife?
To Ayaka.
Just tell her I'm on my way home, and I hope she's wearing that sexy thong that I like so much.
Oh, very good. Would it be okay, as Don suggested, if Buzz mentions the year of the rat?
Hey, why not?
Very good.
Can you tell me something about your wife? I've always heard this. You know the rumor about down there? You know, up, down, left, right?
Urban legend, Don. It's a myth.
Well, no, it goes the same way as everyone else's. You've seen one, you've seen them all.
Don, I believe that you've looked at enough of 596 to probably come to that conclusion.
Channel 596 on DirecTV.
Yes.
So I always like asking this to anybody that's any guy that's married to a Japanese chick or
yes.
You ready for a sneak attack tonight? I mean,
that's a good one. Throw that one in, bud.
In the bedroom.
I already had it. Okay.
You had that one? Okay. All right. And how long have you been married?
I got married 4 years ago, actually, in Germany.
Wow.
Just came to the States in June of this year.
Whole Axis Tower.
All right, you know, we'll start with this guy. We'll
I like this guy. I do. I think this guy's sincere.
Sounds promising.
Okay, so, yeah, hold on, please, Matt. And
I'm enjoying this already, and he hasn't even made the call yet.
How did you pronounce your wife's name again, Matt?
Ayaka.
Ayaka. And she'll take this in good spirit, you think?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
I love her furniture store.
Yes. Ayaka.
Ayaka. Oh, Ayaka. Hold on, please.
The Japanese IKEA.
Hold on, please.
Hi, Ayaka. My name is Rob. I'm with the Don and Mike radio show. Mm-hmm. We have your husband, Matt, on the phone with us.
Matt.
Yes, and Matt is on the phone with us. He's won a radio contest. And for him to get his prize, we want to put you on the radio. Can we put your voice on the radio?
Do you like me in the movie Sideways?
And when you hear voices, you'll be on the radio.
I have crazy sex with men from Hollywood who's in voiceover work.
Tojo on 444.
Rob. And we're off and running.
Jesus. Here we go. And hello, IKEA.
Ayaka.
Ayaka.
Ayaka. Ayaka.
Hi.
Hi, Ayaka.
Hi, Ayaka.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Ayaka, we've got your husband Matt with us, and we're playing a nice little game. We have Buzz make the sexy call.
Let me get him on the phone just so she knows that this is on the up and up. Matt?
Yep.
Matt, why don't you talk to your wife for a second just so we can hear her voice.
Okay.
Chat about your day in general.
Hey, Ayaka, I'm on my way home from work right now. What are we going to eat for dinner tonight?
Chicken and pasta.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think
we're fine.
Mm-hmm. I think she passes the test.
Mm-hmm. I guess Matt was a little shy, didn't want to say certain things, and we're going to let Buzz say them for Matt, but he speaks for your husband.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Ayaka, we'll be right back.
Okay.
Matt, I had one question for you.
Okay.
Does your wife speak the language?
She does. She took English in college.
No. Does she speak, you know, her language?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Japanese?
Good. Then Buzz,
yes?
At the end, try to finagle some of that out of her.
All right, I will.
Nothing would be sexier than hearing.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
Say this.
Yes.
Say, watashi wa.
Watashi wa.
Baka.
I'm sorry, what's the second one?
Baka.
Baka.
Daijing.
Daijing.
Now, if that means something like, I want to,
you know, ant you up the ant, you know.
No, wait, that
means I'm a stupid foreigner.
Okay. All right. Do you have that again, Buzz?
Watashi wa baka daijing.
That's correct.
Watashi wa.
All right. Hold on, Matt. Hold on.
This is going to be perfect.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back, Akira.
Ayaka.
Ayaka. Yeah. Ayaka. Now, here is our friend Buzz, who's going to be sending you a message from your beloved husband, Matt.
Enjoy.
Okay.
Hello, beautiful Ayaka. This is Buzz calling for your husband, Matt.
Okay.
He had a passionate message for his little lotus blossom. He loves you very much after marrying you 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he has something he wants me to say to you.
Okay.
He says that he's planning a surprise attack this evening. And he wants to make sure you're wearing that sexy thong that harbors your pearl. How's your spring roll?
Spring roll?
Yes, Ayaka. You know what I'm talking about. Matt wants to steam your dumpling this evening.
You're talking about Irish white sausage?
I don't know what I'm talking about. Watashi wa vaka daijin.
See if you can get her to speak a little Japanese, Buzz.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent idea, Ayaka. If you could say something romantic to your husband now in Japanese, that would be lovely, we think.
Okay, but he wouldn't even understand, though.
That's okay.
He's on the other line. He can hear you on hold.
Mm-hmm. Matt?
Oh, there's a little one there.
Oh, baby son.
Oh, no.
Oh, the baby son.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, the little one's upset.
Sure.
Can we get a little Japanese from you, Ayaka?
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Matt.
Go ahead.
He's there, right?
Yeah, he's there.
He can hear you on hold.
He'll hear you.
Okay.
Yeah. Fantastic.
That sounds hot.
Tears in the pagoda. Tears in the pagoda.
What?
That was wonderful.
Tears in the pagoda. Pagoda. But
yes.
Buzz, perhaps you should try a little, you know, who am I to tell you? I mean, right. they'll be the winners on this, but right. I was thinking something like this. It would be like, hello, IKEA. You love Matt long time?
That type of thing, okay. Yes.
Give that a try, Buzz.
Hello, Ayaka.
Yes.
You love Matt long time?
Me love you long time?
Yes.
You love Matt long time?
Oh, yeah. Me love him long time.
Matt super American lover?
Sure, why not?
She put the moon in kimono.
I was listening to you guys earlier, like 4 o'clock.
Oh, you've been listening?
You've been listening always?
That's wonderful.
And I picked up my kids. I didn't know I was going to be on the show.
No.
Well, you know, your husband Matt made that happen for you.
So great.
All right, well, but now listen, Buzz.
Yes?
Really. Hold on, let me for goodness sakes, I'll restart the music here. Mm-hmm. I'll give you 30 seconds.
Just a little quiet time with Ayaka and Buzz. I think that's
just cool. Give her some of your best. I mean, forget all the, love you long time.
Mm-hmm. Have a little dialogue with
her. Just give her some of your real, you know, like you're that guy in Sideways. And she's that chick that's pouring the wine in the bar. Here we go.
Hi, Ayaka. It's Buzz again.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. It's been nice talking with you.
You too.
I have to ask you, Ayaka, what is it you think Matt finds so sexy about you?
My fat lips.
Big fat lips.
Are you out already, Buzz?
I think I am. I'm not sure where we're going here.
You went through too many security screenings over the vacation, I think. So.
Well, I believe she's a winner.
Yes, she is a winner. She is.
Buzz,
let's give her a nice
Buzz has made the sexy Asian call. Can you tell me something? When you and your husband, Matt, do you do it American style or do you do it Japanese style?
Or is it Hunan style?
I'll say mixed.
Mixed.
Uh-huh.
That's wonderful.
And exactly what would doing it Japanese style be?
I think that there have been many publications written on the art of Eastern lovemaking.
Oh, like Kama Sutra?
That's, mm-hmm. You know, that's similar stuff to that, I think.
Oh, and how come you never mentioned that they were married in the Year of the Rat?
Don't you look at the big...
forgot. You forget that?
Yeah. Hasn't everybody seen the pictures where, like, there'll be a guy with a big samurai sword, and then you'll see his other sword? You know the stuff I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've seen it.
I don't know what that's called, but
I've got all those pictures.
You've got those pictures?
Yeah, very good.
Of course he's got the
pictures. Ayaka, you're very sweet.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, congratulations.
Here is your husband, Matt. Hey, Matt.
Yes.
How do you think that went?
Oh, I think it went well. I might be dead when I get home. But,
Matt, do you speak any Japanese?
Very little.
Very little. Okay.
I have no idea what she said to me.
What did you say to him, Ayaka?
Can you repeat it?
Well, I just told him that we're going to have a hot night.
Hey. Oh, hello. Then it was successful.
A hot night. Yeah.
Give him a number 14.
Yeah, I actually asked him yesterday, and he wasn't on it.
See, now she's really sounding like what we remember.
Yeah.
And what? You know what you need to do tonight, Matt? You need to give her a dose of duck sauce. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I love when we're doing this? That we go interchangeable between Japan and the Chinese. It might be, what would it be, Kikkoman?
Yeah.
What's that sauce?
Soy sauce, yeah.
No, teriyaki sauce.
Kikkoman?
Kikkoman.
What is for dinner tonight, Ayaka?
Chicken and creamy pasta.
Oh, that's right. She said that before.
I wish you would have said broccoli.
Oh, creamy pasta. Oh, there's the baby again.
Ayaka, I'm not sure what this means, but Matt says he wants to sashimi his eel in your rising sun.
Thanks for getting... Finally, you get sushi in there. That's good.
Thank you.
And here we go. You listen. You're the winner. And tonight, as you're sitting there enjoying your homemade meal of cat and noodles
and creamy pasta.
And what is your baby's name?
Neil and Len.
You have two?
Yes.
Neil? Oh, two little ones. How old are they?
Four and two.
Wonderful.
Four and two. And tell me, how long until they start working in the Nike factory?
No, stop it.
They already do.
They already do.
That's wonderful. Congratulations. Now, listen, both of you, Matt and Ikea.
Ayaka.
Thank you. Ikea, that's right.
Ayaka.
Rob wants to know if you've won any spelling bees recently.
Rob, you pull a stereotype out of anywhere. That's a good one, though. That's a new one, isn't it? Yes.
Congratulations. Both of you.
Will you be playing the violin later?
Both of you cats.
No, but she'll be doing his taxes.
Both of you cats have won a free vacation to Miami.
Are you serious?
Yes, honey. Round trip airfare for two to Miami, FLA, and a beautiful hotel accommodations right on the water. Plus two tickets to the WWE Royal Rumble 2006. Don't miss the WWE Royal Rumble live on Sunday, January 29th, only on in-demand pay-per-view. Call your local Comcast or Cox Cable system now to order. Digital customers enjoy ordering using your digital remote. So get Mama-san, Grandma-san to watch the babies and have a good time down in Florida.
You're going to Miami, you guys?
Oh, my God, thank you.
Good way to kick off the year of the dog, don't you think?
Year of the dog. Is this what this is?
At the end of the month, that's when it starts.
It's the year of the dog. Mm-hmm.
Hold on, guys. Let's get out of this.
I've got your picture.
You want to thank Buzz?
I like a million of you all around myself.
Want to thank Ikea?
I want the doctor.
We want to thank Matt.
So I can look.
As we celebrate Buzz, makes the sexy Asian call for you.
You get me turning up and turning down. I'm turning it and turning around. Turning Japanese. I really think so.
Love that song.
Well, anyway, there you go. Have a great time in Miami, kids.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Okay. Love you a long time.
There they go. Enjoy.
Bye, Mom.
Bye.
Bye, Ikea. And Matt, hold on a moment, please.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good. And Rob, you won me over with the spelling bee.
Spelling bee.
Gotta love that one.
Dynamite, go to break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Yo, Dad, can I have a sip of your beer?
No, son, you don't want to drink beer. That's for daddies and kids with fake IDs.
The Don and Mike Show.
Using their words to thin the herd. The Don and Mike Show.
And welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. I'm your host, the legendary Joe Arthur, with you on this fine Monday afternoon. Don and Mike returning tomorrow, so tune in at 3. But leading up to that, I got a couple of more great segments. This segment is truly great. It's got to be great when it's Tom Gavin versus Michael Hughes on the best of Don and Mike.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike, my buddy.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, guys. Guess who I got on the phone? I got Josh from Custom Window Tint.
Oh, Josh from Custom Window Tint is on the phone.
Okay. That's the guy. You know the guy that shot the cell phone?
Oh, he shot a cell phone.
He shot the cell phone?
Yeah, Josh.
Oh, I remember Josh.
Oh, that's a contest we had on the show one time.
Hey, Josh, you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Josh.
I'm not wearing my motorcycle helmet right now, though.
Josh, why? I don't follow this. Why?
No, I don't either. I'm just playing along.
Here. Why are you being conferenced in on a call from Tom Gavin?
I get these calls numerously from Tom.
Oh, Tom calls you a lot, Josh?
You too.
A little bit on occasion as I
call. So, Tom, you're able to conference now, huh?
Yeah.
Do you do that a lot? Do you put different people on the phone together?
Yeah.
Tom, yeah.
Big time. I'm big time now.
You're big time now.
You are big time,
spell
Tom.
Spell big time.
Big time. BIGTIME.
That's big time.
Well,
he's having one of his days.
Hold on now.
Man.
Tom.
Hi, Mike. It's great talking to you. Awesome show. I got to run. I got a call coming in.
Bye, Josh.
I understand you. More important call on the other line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You see, Tom called us and just conferenced in some guy who we had on the show.
All of us against our will.
Well, Tom, when's the last time you conferenced people together?
I don't know.
Good answer.
Yeah.
How do you spell phone?
P-H-O-N-E.
Wow.
You know what?
242.
Winner. I'm sorry, I've disconnected the line.
Yeah, because he's 2 for 2. Big time and phone. You think it was a phony Tom Gavin?
Maybe. No. What I think is that perhaps, the big hand of God came down and, said to that, Pinocchio, you're a real boy.
Really?
And if that's the case, he's of no use to me.
I mean, you heard it.
Yeah. B-I-G-T-I-M-E, okay.
B-H-O-N-A-N-E. I mean, really, being able to do that is amazing. Yeah.
Phone. I mean, you know, the fact that he didn't start with the letter F.
Right. Yes.
Tells me that there's been some type of divine intervention here.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I'm thinking is he uses it so often.
Yeah.
The immaculate retardation. He was touched by Frank O'Hara.
It's truly amazing. Good old Thomas Aloysius Gavin. Ted. Tag to his friends.
Oh, he is back.
I'm back.
Hi, Tom.
I'm back, guys.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, guys. Hey, Don and Mike. What's going on?
Hi there, Tommy.
Just doing another little show. Can you spell show?
S-H-O-W.
Jeez.
Winner!
Something's happened.
Berlin.
Goodbye.
Don's getting very frustrated.
Sure.
Very frustrated.
If he calls back, go mathematics.
I don't think we should go away from spelling. We've done spelling for so long.
The thing is, spelling is his wheelhouse, and he has gotten every single one correct thus far today.
Don't question a miracle.
Of course, the Tom Gavin Show. Tom Gavin Show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need to go somewhere outside of
somewhere where he hasn't been.
Like paper.
Come on, Fred. He uses paper.
What do you mean, like to have him spell the word paper?
Yeah.
President.
Oh, that's too hard. I was thinking of
Olympics. Well, we've got to do something. This is a diet. This is tough.
I'm thinking of Olympics. Listen, I just think that for whatever reason, God has touched him today.
Oh, today. Oh, Olympics. You're going current events. That's perfectly acceptable.
He's back.
Hi, Tom.
Okay, guys. What?
Tom, spell Olympics.
Olympics? I can't spell that.
Okay, well, that's one for our side.
No. Again.
Winner!
I just hung up on him again.
Because he's making the choice not to spell.
He said, I can't spell that.
If you're keeping track, that's big time phone and show that he has spelled correctly. Uh-huh. And Olympics, which he had the presence of mind to refuse.
Right.
He's no good to me today.
He'll be back.
Trust me, he will be back. Somebody tell me when he turns back into himself again.
If you take his call one more time.
Would you just stop it? Because I know you want to ask him like the square root of something.
No, I just want to ask him like, 5 + 10.
We can't allow math.
We've done it before.
And you were going nuts when we were doing that thing about digging the hole. You were coming out of your skin.
Yeah, I can't help it. I don't.
You know when the guy was saying, "What? How much dirt?"
I know. I heard him at the back of the
room. How much dirt is in a hole?
I know the answer.
There's no dirt in a hole.
Exactly. I know the answer.
Let's play the poker game called Ring Around the Elephant's Tail.
Sore head.
That's with you.
You did.
Yeah.
Sorehead. There he is. Thank you, Eddie Haskell.
Yeah, Tom.
Yeah.
How do you spell sorehead?
Sorehead?
Yes.
S-H-O-R-H-A-R-D.
All right, now.
He is back in the good graces of the show.
Here's the thing. Is that for the show?
Okay.
Here's a common one. Let's see what happens. Tom?
Yeah?
Spell pizza.
P-A-Z-Z-A.
Perfect. Thank you.
Please spell movie.
M-O-V-E-R.
Okay, God has taken his hand off.
Thank you so much.
How old are you, Tom?
46.
How's the hip?
Good.
How do you spell auto?
Auto? A-O-L-D-E.
Right.
Hey, old.
And Tom, you're 46?
Yep.
How old will you be in 5 years?
Stop it!
Say,
no!
Come on!
No.
Jesus!
Stop it, Rob.
Stop it, Rob.
You don't have to answer that, Tom.
I'm not going to answer that.
What's Rob being, Tom?
Rob's being a knucklehead.
How do you spell ass?
Ass? Rob to spell.
No, Tom.
Now what we are doing is overloading the chip.
How do you spell ass?
A-S-K.
No. Like Rob's big ass. If
A-S-S.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Way to go. What did you have for breakfast this morning?
I had McDonald's this morning.
What type of McDonald's?
I had an egg and cheese. On a English muffin.
Ah, an egg McMuffin.
How do you spell egg?
A-G-G-S.
Eggs. Perfect.
See, do you understand my confusion?
Yeah.
I mean, what happened moments ago
it's
when
random.
It was P-H-O-N-E.
It's delightful. He's our Tom.
B-I-G-T-I-M-E.
He's our Tom. I can prove it. Roar! I'm Q. How's the robot doing?
Robot.
How about the parrot?
Hey, a robot here.
What about the parrot?
Oh, it's this bird.
There you go.
Where's Charlie?
He's not here today.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Charlie!
Charlie's not around.
Charlie, stop it.
Spell.
This is Charlie.
Spell impression.
This is Charlie.
Awesome. Spell, hold on. Spell voice.
V-O-I-C-E.
He's back again.
See now.
Something very strange is going on today.
Too weird.
Spell vocal.
Uncle, I can't spell
no,
that.
No, vocal.
Vocal, V-O-I-C-E.
Perfect. That counts.
How about stereo?
S-T-O-R-E.
Yes, sure.
How about radio?
R-A-D-I-O.
That's an easy one. You would know that. He's got that one. Who's in your phone tree, Tom?
You. You and Don and my...
Who do you call besides us? And don't mention any of the radio shows. We know you call lots of radio shows. Who are the friends that you call often?
You and Mike and Buzz.
Do you call Mrs. McBride?
Yeah.
How is your... Now, Tom, here's a serious question. How is your rage therapy going, your anger therapy?
I'm not doing that anymore.
You're not hitting people with your cane anymore?
No.
Do you still have your cane?
Nope.
You don't walk with your cane at all?
I walk with my... when I walk far distance, I use my cane. When I'm in my apartment, I don't use my cane.
Is your apartment like a bachelor pad?
Yes, it is.
Do you get a lot of chicks coming over?
No.
Does it smell like feet?
No.
Do you still have to wear the heavy-duty rubber band on your wrist?
No, I do not.
Good.
No.
What do you have in your refrigerator, Tom, at home?
I got milk. I got sodas. I have a Rob Spiewak milkshake.
A Rob Spiewak milkshake.
Mm. Ask for it by name.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hello there.
Oh. Yeah, hello there. This is Rob Spiewak's milkshake.
Oh, hello there.
Hello there.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to repeat everything now.
Don't repeat. Do you want...
He's having a good time.
Now, do you
know.
Yeah, I know. Do you want...
Now we're getting him agitated, wound up.
Do you want to talk to Michael Hughes?
Michael Hughes.
Do you want to talk to him or not?
Yes, let's talk to Michael Hughes.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
Hi there. How you doing? This is
Change Tom. Me, Mommy.
Screw me, Mommy.
Another one.
You'll repeat again.
Yeah.
You got to discipline him. He won't do that.
Tom, if you want to talk to Michael...
You don't repeat what Michael says. You have to answer him, okay, Tom?
Yeah.
If we're going to play that game, you have to play it right.
Okay.
Michael's going to start talking to you now.
Okay.
Okay, Michael Hughes, just say hello to Tom.
Hello there.
How you doing, Michael Hughes?
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
How you doing, Michael Hughes?
Hey, take it easy. You're scaring me.
Oh, I'm scaring you?
I smell halibut.
I smell chicken.
What cheese do you like?
I like CBS Radio.
Name a good cheese.
That's American cheese.
Another one.
That's a pepper steak.
Another one.
That's a pepper steak.
Another one.
That's a hamburger.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Money.
Makes me more money.
I'm a diaper enthusiast.
No, you're not. You're nothing.
No way.
You know.
Let's get busy.
Hey, let's get busy, boy. What's it?
I want to sing.
I do not want to sing.
No way.
No way, Charlie.
Yes?
Yes, Charlie.
Yes, please.
Yes, please, Charlie.
La 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 la
la la la la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la. Now, this must end.
Now, this must end.
Goodbye and goodbye.
And now, and goodbye.
He's listening to himself on the radio, too.
Sure.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. No.
Yes, you were.
Yes, I have.
Yes, you were.
No.
Yeah.
Roar.
Hello. Hello.
That's what I was hoping for.
Hello.
Larry meets Tom. Just talk to him. Don't repeat what he says.
Okay.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
I'm Larry.
Who is this?
I'm Larry of the Corner.
Who am I talking to?
I'm Larry of the Corner.
But he's calling Tom.
Who's calling, please?
I want to see it all.
I'm very, very sick.
The only thing I worry about is dying.
Who is this? Am I very, very sick? Is this Major Bill?
I'm Larry of the Corner.
Hey, Major Bill?
Okay.
Hey, Major Bill.
Larry.
Hey, Larry. Are you where you at, Larry?
Hello?
Oh, dear. Here we go.
Hello? Hello? I'm hearing you. Can you hear me?
Hello?
I like seeing how frustrated you're getting.
Hey, where's Charlie?
Look at my clothes, they're very bright. I give everybody lots of color. Oh, that's boring clothes. What, am I scaring you? Our daddy is sick.
Oh, you're not sick.
Ooh.
You're weird.
That bordered on something bad, yes.
Yeah. You what? What'd you say?
You're the hippopotamus.
You go home.
Yeah. The evil scientist is laughing.
Shut up, stupid.
Yeah, this is good. I like this. Oh, ooh.
Shut up, stupid.
Ooh.
Damn it.
Oh, no. Tom just dropped the S-bomb.
Tom's getting very agitated with you.
Man, he's
getting very agitated.
No,
louder, please. We're not getting any younger.
Robot. Bye-bye.
Just sing with me.
I'm going.
La, 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 la.
La, 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 la.
La, 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 la,
la, la, la, la.
No bad touch, please.
No bad one, Dad.
Oh, I love cheese.
Really, what's that?
I'm afraid my coworkers don't understand me.
Keep that out of the trap.
Do you love my glasses? Hello there.
I'm Goose Major Bill.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
This is Michael Hughes. How you doing?
By any chance, are you into wine enemas?
No.
What cheese do you like?
Nothing.
Tell me about cheese.
No.
Oh,
American
I love cheese. Name
American
a good cheese. Another one.
It's American cheese.
Another one.
Pepper Jack steak.
And pepper steak.
Another one.
No.
Oh, I don't like that.
You watch it.
You are a good whore.
You're good, happy.
God damn.
That, oh, I heard that.
I think Jack Bauer gets him really mad.
Oh, don't fly kite.
Don't fly.
That's telling him, Tom.
Yes?
You have no idea how far I'm willing to go to acquire your cooperation.
What?
You probably don't think that I can force this towel down your throat. But trust me, I can. All the way. Except I hold on to this one little bit at the end. Before your stomach starts to digest it, I pull it out. Taking your stomach lining with it.
Hey! This maybe sucks!
You try to shoot me! I will have to shoot you back, and I promise I won't miss!
Hey!
Shut up, stupid.
God, don't it. Cut it out.
He's gone.
That's every last minute.
He's gone.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
I'm here.
You are. Yep. You're talking in the Charlie voice.
What? No.
Bye, Tom.
You ruined it.
Bye, Tom.
Bye, Tom.
You ruined it.
Hey, Tom.
Really, we got to go. Take us to break, please. Tom.
Tom.
Tom. He hung up.
He got angry.
Tommy get angry. Tommy get mad.
Tommy get angry when we said he ruined it.
God.
Hey, he was hanging in there for a while.
Yeah. How maddening if you're getting into your car, mm-hmm. especially when you get to the Rosie page.
Yeah. Right.
It was just like tarred on. Tarred is like, yeah. Hello.
Very, very frustrated, but I found it exhilarating. I truly did. Especially when he laughs at his own material. That's my favorite part. When you hear that real mad scientist. I love him.
Dynamite, go to break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Rated number 1 among simpletons and halfwits, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's right, and well, we're almost done today, but we got one more segment of Best Stuff for you. The whole crew returns tomorrow. I've been your host, Legendary Joe Arndt, with you on this fine Monday afternoon. So let's get right into it. In the past year, Don Knotts passed away, and that warranted a visit to one of his friends on the Andy Griffith Show, Floyd the Barber. It's the best of Don and Mike. See y'all tomorrow.
The great Don Knotts, absolutely. Barney Fife. Goddamn, that's 3-in-1 weekend. Three good ones. The dad from A Christmas Story.
Right. Yes, Darren McGavin.
Right. And also Don Knotts.
Right.
And then, McCloud.
Dennis Weaver.
Dennis right. Weaver. Ouch.
Very, very okay, fast so. Trifecta. Yeah.
Don Knotts, obviously everybody loves Don Knotts. Mm-hmm. We were privileged enough to have him on the show one time.
Right.
He was really really good, didn't mind talking about being Barney and mm-hmm. all that other stuff.
No, really nice guy, very nice guy.
So we thought, what's the best way to make a tribute to him?
Yeah.
And the best way would be to go to somebody that he knew very well.
I think so.
Make a little long-distance call right now up to that place called Heaven. Hello, Floyd? Floyd?
Barney! Oh, Barney!
Hey, Floyd. Floyd Lawson.
Hello!
Floyd Lawson.
Up here in heaven, Floyd the Barber. You there?
Hey, hi, Floyd.
Hello!
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Whoa, Don. Yeah, little Donnie G. How are you? We're up here. We're real excited. You know, everybody's waiting. Otis is up here. And Emmett the Fix-It Man. All of us are gone before Barney. We're waiting. Wait up for him to stop by, you know, over here. How are you down there? We're up here in heaven. All of us real good guys. Aunt B. She's up here, too. Woo! How are you down there? Wish you could join us, but not too soon, don't you know?
Is the Secret Handshake Club still in effect?
Oh, yeah, we're up here playing checkers, and then we'll duck into the back, and Howard Sprague will put on his little outfit, you know, and his strap-on. We'll have a good old time. He wears one now, even though he doesn't have to.
So now, where is Don Knotts?
Not up here. That's why I've been sitting there all morning, all day Sunday, all Saturday, just up there calling right at the gate. I'm going, Barney! Oh, Barney, it's your friend Floyd. Yeah, Floyd the Barber, waiting for you to come up here. Oh, you know, but we understand sometimes it takes longer, don't you know? Yeah, longer than other people with paperwork. And
is that now?
Lots of processing issues. Bureaucracy doesn't die when you die down there. You got to go through all that crap.
Would some of the problem be that I'm reading internet rumors that his nickname in some chat rooms was...
Well, there's one problem I can give you.
What's
it's
that?
Not anything about chat rooms or anything.
What's
He's
that?
Got one guy up here that's lodged a formal protest.
Who's that?
John Ritter. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Ritter didn't like him, though. Said he treated him mean when he was on Three's Company. I said, come on, John. Bygones be bygones. No need to cause all the big, you know, I'm going to give you what fur. Yeah, but John said, no, he was nasty. He said he didn't think about others the way he should. I'm like, don't you besmirch, you know, the memory of Don.
No, I'm not.
A hell of a lot more talented than you, Jack.
Trippers. I'm going
to
You remember Mr. Furley? He played. Don played Mr. Furley.
Right.
I watched it up here, you know, because I'm long since gone. I've been gone for years.
What about this thing that I'm reading on the internet now that his nickname on the internet, his handle was Don Nazi?
Don Nazi? Oh, that's a bit blown out of proportion. We had a whole bunch of like-minded people, myself included, in the same way, you know. Yeah. Not really Nazis.
Just, you know, there was
we didn't want those to come into Mayberry.
Right, there was never,
didn't fit in.
There were never any blacks or any Jews, any minorities
in Mayberry. Well, most importantly, he went south with me after I had the first stroke, you know. All I asked for, I said, Andy, all I want is a little handicapped parking space, and Knott didn't want it. No, he didn't. I wasn't being true to the group as far as he was concerned. He hated the afflicted, yeah. All of us. Yeah, really frustrating. As soon as Emmett started to, as his mind went, Barney would have less and less to do. We didn't want anybody coming in and soiling the Mayberry, you know, the Maryberry pure of heart, you know.
You know, we've gotten over the years from you the truth about what went on in Mayberry, why Andy wasn't married.
Yeah.
The stuff that went on.
The boys had a good time. No sense getting those ladies involved. You know, I remember Andy used to always say, don't let the girls take over. That's like getting cancer. That's, that's what he'd say. So we spent most of our days all together. I'll never forget when I came back with my stroke and I couldn't stand. And Andy was so nice to me. You know, Don said, put him away. We don't need him on the show anymore. I said, Barney, as I used to call him on the show. I said, I can still be funny. You don't need to put me away. And Andy said, come on, Barney. Put him in the car. Prop him up. And he can still memorize his lines. No problem at all. Don would always say, Thelma Lou was a plague on all of us.
Wow.
Yeah, just like a disease. We all felt that way, though. Especially Howard Sprague. He was the ringleader. Did I ever tell you about our Mayberry initiation that we had? That's some fun there.
Tell us again, though, please.
Well, when we did it with Ernest T. Bass, he couldn't walk for about 3 weeks afterwards. Yes, sir. And the Pile Boys, they loved it, too. You know, we flipped them real quick, especially Jim Neighbors. We flipped him for good, you know.
Yeah.
I tell you, all it was one day of initiation with that boy. He had to fly to Hawaii. Orchid farm.
How did little Ronnie Howard make it out of this? You know, it's almost like one of those stories you hear about a kid that grew up in a broken home and rises above it to become a superstar.
Oh, yeah, little Opie. Yeah, good boy. Yeah, kept him out of the line of fire, Andy did. Yeah, real protected, kind of a father figure, you know. Oh. I tell you, it was tough because I swear to you, we were always lobbying, going up to Andy and saying, new meat, Andy, new meat. Yeah, get some new meat in here, please. Things with a woman took a turn for the worst after we made druggist Ellie Walker pull a four train. It was fun, though.
Wow.
But nobody had their hearts in it. We like boys better than girls, especially Otis did. He was an animal, man. Insatiable sexual appetite.
Now,
for nights and days, you know. Just because he was big and a fat man didn't mean he had a special gift. Real special gift, if you know what I mean. Biggest man in Mayberry. And I'm not talking about his heart.
Wow. What are you looking forward to the most with Don Knotts?
Oh, the stories.
Yeah,
the stories. And the reminiscing and the catcalls, you know. And we could talk about the little catty stories about the fact that one time I'll never forget the time we took the actress who played Helen Crump and we glued her to a chair. It was so much fun. Don and I, Nazi as I used to call it. Nazi loved that one. He really did. He said, oh, look at that. She's still trying to get up. And then she burst into tears, and girls are often wanted to. We did. Oh, come on. Should we let her go? No, no. She almost froze. We left her overnight on the set.
Now just, let's get this straight. Is Don Knotts a full-fledged member of the
Secret Handshake Club?
Or is he one of those guys that plays both ways?
No, he's an enigma, you know. Real tough to gauge him. I'll tell you what I miss most about him, though. He can speak for himself. I'm not going to put words in his mouth.
Right.
I'm not going to put words in his mouth. I can tell you one thing.
Would you put your tongue in his mouth?
Yeah, oh, you bet I would. You know, we all would in the Secret Handshake. You know what I miss most about Donnie?
What?
I miss Don Knotts' nice tight glutes. I really do.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. I tell you, he didn't have the 3% body fat. That's what I miss most about him. Oh, boy. I tell you, we all hated one guy, though. One guy wouldn't play our reindeer game.
Who's that?
Ken Berry. Oh. Or as we used to call him to his face, Ken Ferry. Here comes Kenny Ferry. Little fancy dancer won't play the game the way he's supposed to. Did you catch the Olympics? Loved the figure skate. Loved it. We all did. Enjoyed all the figure skating and the ice dancing. Don't care for much else.
Who do you like on Idol this year?
Oh, let me see. I like so many of them. I like Ace Young. Ooh, he's a good-looking youngster. Boy, we'd shore that hair right off. Yeah, we'd give him a buzz cut right away, put him in a sheriff's uniform, and take him down to the gas station and get him gooberized.
Oh.
We'd gooberize him. That's a special treat.
Oh,
yes, sir. Goober, you want me to tell you about it?
Yeah.
Gomer'd hold the feet, and I'd hold the wrist down to the ground right next to the pump, and then Goober'd come by. We used to say, Goober's going to give you a special kiss. Oh, that'd be big fun. It really would.
That'd be full service.
Yeah, we tried it a couple of times on different people. One time, Emmett stopped breathing. Oh, the clock on the wall says, hold on, let's see if he's here. No, nope.
Still not here. Check the
paperwork.
Check the front door, see if he's here.
No, Barney. Oh, Barney. No, he ain't got here yet. Yeah. I tell you, we miss him. We looking forward to it. We're going to have a big dinner and a reunion. Oh, it's been so long since I used my left arm and finally clean fell off. I don't have it anymore.
Well, your arm's
gone. Doggy Stumpy. Woo! Oh, you want to come up here and play hide the knee high?
Now, how is it that your arm fell off? I imagine when you would go to heaven that you would be complete again.
No, no, it just fell clean off. I don't know what happened to it. Don't need it, though. Can still use the other one real good. Just ask Howard Sprague if I can use my right arm. Here it comes. I still got it in a box. Thinking about maybe gluing it on sometime, you know? Blew it right back on. That Elvis Presley?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. He liked panties, you know.
Yes.
What? Panties, white cotton panties.
Say hi, man. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
We
made it up.
Don't care much for Darren McGavin, though. He can come by if he wants to. Well, welcome Weaver.
Welcome McCloud.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I love that cowboy hat. Yeah, had a house made out of tires. You know?
Yeah.
How odd is that one, huh? Been a while since I've been on your show. Everything going all right?
We missed you.
Okay, heard you had a tough plane ride. Ooh. Keep those fatties off the plane. That's what I used to say to Aunt B. You can't share my train compartment.
Yes.
Tonight on News and Comments.
What's on the news?
Did Aunt B have the surgery? Is she totally a man now?
Totally a man. They got all the bits and pieces to go along with it. Yes, sir. Right down there. She's a boy. She's a boy, but she's still got those mama breasts that she used to have.
Sure.
Yeah. Doesn't look right. Doesn't look quite right. So looks like one of those oddball magazines.
So now is her name still B, or is it
Uncle B?
No. Her name now is Bruce. Bruce, yeah, she can still bake a biscuit, though.
I'll bet.
Yeah, Goober baked biscuits, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, little clingy biscuits.
We'll be right back.
Sorry, we're out of time.
When we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.